mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader is joining us later in the broadcast. For a longer half-hour interview, he joined us a few weeks ago to give us a different perspective on what's happening with the staged elections, with the two-party dictatorship that we have here in the United States. Then we're going to have Steve Quayle on, always interesting, always informative, to get his take on where he sees things going. Just a broadcast note, I will be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tomorrow night for the full interview segment of the radio show to 16 million listeners. And we hope that folks will tune in for that. But as I was saying, we have Ralph Nader coming up in about 30 minutes and then Steve Quayle, and I want to attempt to, in the third and fourth hour today, have open phones to get everybody's take on what's happening with the economy, the amazing developments in Pakistan, also over into the Caucasus in Georgia, ongoing activities there and developments, and, of course, the domestic police state. I mean, we are so conditioned to accept it. Even those of us in the know that the Army announces last week, yeah, we're going to deploy combat brigades to the U.S., to, quote, deal with the American people. A declaration of open war by NORTHCOM, the private banking military command center in Colorado Springs, against the American people. Blackwater signing agreements to not do foreign deployments for other governments. Blackwater Worldwide, no longer a U.S. company, but to come here and suppress the American people as well. But because they stick American flags on their uniforms, everyone bows down. Well, not everyone, but a group of idiots bow down and worship them, basically. I want to go over the news, the financial news, first today. It's very serious on a daily basis, obviously. Bank of China buys into Rothschild Bank. That is out of Shanghai Daily. CNBC reports Paulson Bernanke to urge Congress not to delay on the parasite feeding, known as a bailout. Fed acted like a liquidity drug dealer, also reports CNBC. Another report here, Chadwick, the next crisis is being formed now. We're going to go over all this. Another report here on the economy. Only 28% of the American people in a major poll support federal bailout plan. That's the Rasmussen poll, very respected. Also, another report here out of the Associated Press, many economists skeptical about the bailout. In fact, the majority of economists say that this will only make the economic situation worse. Well, yes, for the American people and this country, but not for the international crime syndicate. This is called bone picking. They're going to bring us down. That's already a foregone conclusion. Might as well gut it wide open and suck out every drop, break open every bone, and gobble out the marrow. Don't leave anything on the 110-degree savanna. Break it open. Get the marrow out like a good hyena. Also, one of the editors of the Huffington Post finally did a story about the Bush-Nazi connection that the BBC and others have covered. It's mainline news in the New York Times back in the 40s and 50s, not like it's some secret, and how they're setting up the same thing today. And she got a bunch of threats, and people talked about how she should be arrested. Yep. Remember, our government supported Pol Pot. They supported Mao. They supported Hitler. It's not our government. So we'll come back and get into all the financial news, tell you about some of the other important news we've got for you as well. Very important broadcast lined up today, and I'm really honored to be here. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, TruthNews.us. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Momentarily, I will get into more of the financial news and begin detailing it. We also have stories like this one. Magazine promotes sterilization for women in their 20s. And this is one of the largest teen and young women magazines in the UK that's given to teenage girls. You know, the beautiful supermodels, they're going out and getting sterilized. See, that's what is so dangerous about the fad-driven culture. People think that subcultures and Hollywood culture, fashion culture, is just generated organically from different artists. But it isn't. Most of it is corporately designed and hatched. And in fact, it's even come out in the Washington Post going back 10 years ago and other major publications, and I had some of the writers on, about going to big computer conferences with the Fortune 500 CEOs there, saying we want people being implanted with chips in movies, and we want to promote body modification and nose rings. And I'm not getting into your nose ring. I know it's a precious accoutrement, you know, that accentuates who you are and is a message to everyone. Believe me, I don't care. I'm telling you that they do. And it's also the police are then trained to alert on those, you know, trendy hip-hop outfits and the body piercings and the tattoos. They're trained to alert on you as an enemy gang. Okay, that's their basic programming. And then you're just taught that it's trendy. But now they're being taught all over women's magazines. There's been several stories by Steve Watson and Paul Watson on this. The latest one's from Paul Watson. Dealing with telling women it's so cool. It's so radical. It's what everybody's doing. Go get sterilized. And then there's all these other mainstream articles with, you know, beautiful 25-year-old supermodels getting sterilized, and then they get the big contracts. Oh, my gosh, you got sterilized. How sexy. And people hear, well, that's the cool thing, and they get little I'm sterilized tattoos, and it's like, absolutely, I care about Earth. And in PETA, a lot of their top people are getting sterilized because humans are bad. It's about devaluing human life so the global criminal state can have its way with us. It has nothing to do with the environment. In fact, it's the New World Order that is actually hurting the environment with the genetic engineering and a list of 100-plus other things. But that's the bottom line there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into that report. But I wanted to say something personally about myself. Sometimes I catch rebroadcast of my radio show, or I click on different YouTube clips of it where people put my words to video. And taken as a snapshot by itself, you know, it sounds pretty wild. But reality is wild. But it even makes me, you know, step back sometimes. But when I think about the mindset I get in, regardless of what you think about Alex Jones, the things I talk about here on this radio broadcast, the issues I discuss here on this radio show are documented and real. And in most cases, things are actually worse in hindsight than what we originally say on an issue. So things are, you know, generally worse than we're even portraying and exposing here. Our limited perspective, our limited individual intellects and consciousness is cannot grasp the width and breadth, the depth of what we face as a society, and it freaks me out. You know, I'm somebody who's mission-oriented and dedicated to what I do, so I stay focused on the task, and that's why I actually tend to work so hard, is not just to get the job done, but also because anytime I get calm, and anytime I get centered, I don't like what I see. In fact, my understanding expands and the vistas and the horizons widen when I'm calm, say, sitting in a chair in my house at 1 a.m. in the morning after I finish some interview and I've had some coffee at 10 p.m. and I'm awake and I can truly stare into the abyss Well, as I believe Nietzsche said, the abyss stares back at you and begins to change you. And I do catch myself fluxing, shimmering, switching over, you know, briefly for instances into evil as I grasp the evil. And I'm really going to attempt not to do that because it's very easy to slip into it. Just studying the enemy, it's very dangerous. And I have to be honest with you, that's why reporters have higher levels of divorce, drinking, drugs, fist fights, physical altercations, especially old-fashioned gumshoe-type muckraking reporters, if you study history and look at even modern statistics. In fact, that's why they say old-fashioned beat reporters are very similar to cops, and that's why in the old movies and, you know, in novels, but then in real historical novels, nonfiction, you know, you see that relationship between the reporters and the cops. Because what happens is the police get changed by what they see. Being in the muck, being in the dirt, being in with the scum and the drug dealers and the hookers and the corrupt judges and the other corrupt cops, you get into it and you dance with the devil. The devil doesn't change. He changes you. It's the same thing with me. I mean, it freaks me out to be able to have top Stanford and Harvard professors on and scientists and toxicologists and, you know, the head EPA toxicologist who, a poison specialist, chemist, who wants the sodium fluoride and the other poisonous compounds they put in the water under that name out, and the EPA won't do it. And he's got the majority of the EPA scientists wanting to do it, and they won't stop. I mean, even the government is basically good and doesn't want fluoride in the water, and it doesn't stop because those on top are in control, and they're not going to stop. And, look, I know the police are out late at night dealing with dangerous people. I know there's scum all over the place. I know society's degenerating. I know police have to go in and see horrible things in people's houses. Hell, I was a carpet cleaner for 4 months and got a chance to see that. That's why I quit. I couldn't go into flea-infested places where drug addicts have been pissing all over the floor, you know, because some landlord's selling it. I mean, I just can't do it. So I can't imagine what cops see day in and day out. I understand. Then you get a view of everyone as scum and trash and against you. Because, frankly, a lot of society is. And then, see, I start getting that view of the public, the police, then my family. I just can't get the dirt out of my brain, is what I'm saying. I've seen so much, ladies and gentlemen, and I know I'm going to see a lot more. And it is not even the New World Order that is our main threat. It is us. We've met the enemy, and it's us. Oh, yeah, the worst of us are in control. The worst aspects of man put criminal, ruthless, sadistic people with no conscience into control. Then there's just everybody else trying to survive. Now, it flips me out to know Dynecor and Halliburton really do run giant child kidnapping rings and they don't even get in trouble doing it. It freaks me out to know most of the cocaine and heroin shipped into our country. And I know it's a complex issue. I know because it's illegal, it creates a black market that the criminal element gravitates towards it. So the police can point at it and say, yeah, but look at everything else that surrounds drugs. And look at how bad these people are. Yeah, and look at how it corrupts you. You can't change that. You just become it. And the social engineers did that on purpose. They wrote books on how to do it when they took over China 150 years ago with opium. I mean, go read about that. Go learn about that. That's happening here. And then I realize that everything we're trying to stop, everything we've warned people about, is now coming true because the New World Order said they'd do it, and they keep their promises. And if you think bad things have happened so far, and you think things have been crazy, planes flying into buildings, buildings collapsing, wars, sneak attacks on Russian territories, dollar plunging, economy falling apart, we've seen nothing yet. And so I get psyched up to deal with this. That's what happens. I get psyched up. I get fired up to come on the air and face it down and deal with it and try to motivate people to fight it. And I know I come off like a wild man, but I mean, it is wild. What we're dealing with is wild. What we're going up against is just out of control. It's bad. And the people running things, I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski bragged how when he was running the Carter administration, they supported the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot killing 2 million people conservatively. Anybody who could read, anybody who had glasses, anybody that, I mean, they just took whole families out, millions of them, and killed them. They killed about a third of the population of that little country. And our criminal government, it's not our government. And it's not that I revoke and rescind my citizenship or I'm an American. No, it's the opposite of that. They're not American. They don't represent me. They're illegitimate. And to know they put Mao in, who killed conservatively, the Chinese government admits 65 million. The real number is closer to 85 million. I mean, try to get your mind around 85 million people in 20 years. And it turns out Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Carnegie Endowment, the CIA and others funded all that stuff. And you brag that you did it. It's not even hidden. And then I think, I'm going head up against these people when there's no quarter, there's no stopping. But I can't give into it. I can't go along with it. I'm past the point of no return. There's no way getting out of it. They're going to do a Pol Pot type op here in America unless we stop them. We'll come back, talk about economic news. Scheduled to have Ralph Nader on in about 10 minutes. Then Steve Quayle on the 23rd of September, 2008. Even mainline economists are saying this is going to fully bankrupt the economy and kill the dollar. Got a stack of news on that front. They're dumping hundreds of billions of dollars a day into the market. They promised multi-trillion dollar payouts on $700 billion if read the fine print. Now Paulson's saying they're going to bail out foreign banks as well. They're actually taking all this money as they get it in the last $1 trillion they put in the last year and a half. And they go in and basically leverage the market, short the market, play games there. I'm going to get more into the economy after Ralph Nader leaves us with Steve Quayle, but I wanted to just briefly for like 3 minutes bring Ted up today. Because you don't have to be left behind in all of this. They're not going to be able to suppress gold's price forever. You saw it shot up its biggest one-time gain in one day. Over $80 in one day, then another $30 it's gained total. It's staying right up near 900, going back and forth between 888 and 900 today. And Ted has been able to get gold and silver at the price it was before that, so you can save some money and really get an unprecedented deal on some select gold and silver coins. But as all the economists are saying, this is going to kill the dollar. Whether it's this month or 2 years from now, this is going to be really bad. This is the establishment looting what they can at the end. Ted Anderson, we got about 3 minutes in this segment, but a lot's happening today.
Sure is a lot, and I really can't go into it because we have such a short time period, but I was reading that article on Bloomberg by Nelson and Woroshet. I mean, I was just amazed as far as, you know, I mean, we're talking about the largest foreign exchange company out there right now. They deal with $15 billion in assets. Is saying that the United States dollar is toast because they're pumping in this bailout. And I don't know why they're turning that direction. They just simply
have. Now, again, Jeb, with these numbers, you always say billion when it's trillion.
Well, this is what they're dealing with. They deal with a $15 billion hedge fund. And of its kind, it's the largest one. Yeah. It's New York City. And it's just it just flat out amazes me that they're allowing this to happen.
That's right. In fact, you don't even have to tune in here now to hear the information about international banks looting us and. I mean, that's the British, that's the U.S. headlines. They're admitting, a lot of people are admitting. The good news here, Ted, is that only 28% of the American people in a major Rasmussen poll, very scientific, agree with the sellout, the rob-out, bailout plan. But doesn't matter if only 28% are for it. The establishment doesn't care what the people want. Ted, tell them about the gold and silver offer today so people can get out of the dollar or at least hedge their bet, get a little bit of insurance.
Well, again, Alex, gold today as high as 905.50. You asked me if I could hold my prices from that 870 level that I locked in at yet, and yes, I can still. I have the silver coins that I'm offering right now are the dimes. They're at $1.60 per dime or $1,600 per $100 face. That's a great buy to get into. Again, we have the British sovereign coin. It's at $247 a coin. And we also have the franc coin at $198. There is no question in my mind, and there shouldn't be in anybody who's listening to this show by now, as to whether or not there's trouble in the economy. There, everywhere you turn, there's trouble, and everywhere you turn, the heads of our economic movement, like Bernanke and Paulson, are trying to bail out these banks. And like you said, now we're even bailing out foreign companies.
That's, by the way, we've written stories for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com talking about how Paulson formerly headed up Goldman Sachs, has tens of millions himself in there, his buddy, trillions leverage, hundreds of billions on the books, and he's there bailing out and funding his own company.
Yeah, you bet. Goldman Sachs is one of the ones that took the big hit. It took a 21% hit. No, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. The Goldman Sachs took a 44%. No, it was Morgan Stanley that took the 44% drop and a 26% drop by Goldman Sachs. What do you think's going on? These guys are calling up their buddy over in the Treasury and their buddy over in the Federal Reserve System and saying, hey, bail us out.
Absolutely. Man. Ted, we got to give the number out. It's 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Ted, how long can you hold that price?
Good question, because I, you know, with the way that things are going on, we could have gold at $1,000 an ounce tomorrow. And if that happens, I don't think I can hold it, but
yeah,
I'll
folks,
hold it.
You better
today
take
until
this
midnight
as a buying opportunity. Here's the headline. Conflict of interest report says Goldman Sachs among biggest beneficiaries of Paulson's bailout. Of course it's a conflict of interest. Ladies and gentlemen, they're looting things. They're going to leave us holding the bill. The dollar is going to be toast. Take some of those Federal Reserve notes while they still got value and hedge your bet. Get into gold that cannot be devalued completely. 800-686-2237. It's set to go up in a big way. Move now. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Ted, thanks for coming on. For the next half hour, we are joined, of course, by the anti-corporate corruption crusader, Ralph Nader. Sometime I really ought to go through his bio. I know everybody knows who Ralph Nader is, but some people may not know the full or even part of the history of this interesting individual. He is running for president as an independent, and I wanted to get him on today to talk about his campaign. And, you know, why he is running and why it's important. Obviously, more than ever now, people are listening to his message. But I wanted people to get a chance to really hear from Ralph Nader today and support his campaign. Because the military-industrial complex completely controls the Republican and Democratic parties now. That is more clear today than ever. And we now even have Ron Paul coming out. They had a great press conference a few weeks ago together. Of course, Cynthia McKinney, Congressman Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, and others, saying they've got to, you know, everybody's just got to support outside voices because those are the true voices of the American people. On every issue, Congress does what is unpopular and unconstitutional. Same with the president. Just right down the line, never before has it been so obvious with Congress with a 9% approval rating. So I want to go over that today, and I've got a few questions of my own for Ralph Nader. And we're only 40-something days out from the election, ladies and gentlemen. Ralph Nader, thanks for spending time with us today.
A pleasure, Alex.
You've got the floor. Instead of me throwing questions out, what do you think is most important for the listeners to be informed about, and not just informed, how do they take action to try to continue to expand a movement to resist what is clearly corporate fascism looting the entire economy now in the final phase of just completely imploding the nation?
Well, they'll vote for Nader Gonzalez, to put it in a nutshell. We're the only candidacy, and we're number three now with 6-8% in the polls on 45 state ballots. We're the only candidacy that predicted this Wall Street implosion, the crooks on Wall Street. For 20 years, I've been warning about this, even by naming the companies, you know, the banks, Citibank and Merrill Lynch and AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I testified and wrote and articles and had press conferences. Nobody listened. Nobody listened because corporations are running our government, and our government officials are on leave from Wall Street and other corporate executive positions to run the Department of Treasury, Department of Defense, Department of Agriculture, Interior, and many other departments. And we don't have a government that represents us, that stands for the working stiff in this country, that stands for the people who do all the hard work, that stands for the people who pay all the bills, the consumers, the taxpayers. And that's why on our website, we have good information on what to do with this Wall Street meltdown. I mean, it could have been prevented with comprehensive regulation. Instead, Clinton and his banking buddy, Robert Rubin, rammed through Congress in 1999 with both party support the financial deregulation. In other words, they took the federal cop off the Wall Street crime beat. And then the companies were off to the races using other people's money, these executives, pension monies for workers and mutual funds and small savers, and people have a few shares in these so-called blue ribbon companies, and they drove them into the ground. And then before the crash occurred, they made sure that these bosses got huge executive compensation packages. And so when they quit or were pushed out of places like Citibank and Merrill Lynch and AIG and so on, they took away 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million bucks. And what we're saying is, now that Wall Street has melted down and drained and looted trillions of dollars of worker money, pension money, small investors, what we have to do is have the following quick sequence. No bailouts without taxpayer equity. That is, if the taxpayer in Washington is going to bail out these crooks, these corporations, and absorb the assets and try to resell them, if they come back to profit, if these companies come back to profit, the taxpayer gets made whole and gets part of the profit.
A dividend.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened with the Chrysler bailout in 1979. The Treasury Department under Jimmy Carter insisted in return for this, what now looks like a quaint $1.5 billion loan guarantee to Chrysler, the taxpayer would have stock warrants. And they got stock warrants, and when Chrysler turned around and made money, the stock warrants were sold by the U.S. Treasury, and the taxpayer had $400 million in profit.
Well, Mr. Nader, I want to get into your plan to fix this, and I think you've got a great plan.
Here it is.
Sensible, but
here it is, very quickly.
Well, I mean, let's get into that, but first, let me just throw this out. What about criminal charges? What about punishing people, or they're going to continue to do this? This is only intensifying the orgy of looting. There's no discussion of indictments, no discussion of investigations.
Just bailouts.
And we also see them changing the bankruptcy laws and changing laws so they could loot pensions in the last 6 years. So we see premeditated preparation for this planned theft. I mean, can you speak to that and then give us your plan to fix it?
You're absolutely right. There's no talk in Washington, which is in a flurry trying to bail out these crooks, of prosecution and conviction. In fact, these guys got off with huge golden parachutes, and they're probably in the Bahamas or in Hawaii sunning themselves. It is amazing, isn't it, that this was a corporate crime, fraud, and abuse spectacular in Wall Street with trillions of dollars, and there's no talk of law and order, prosecution, conviction, and imprisonment of these crooks. And, of course, you put a lot of corporate crooks in prison, and prison reform will come because they can't stand the quality of the food. So you're right. Right at the top should be that. That's what deterrence is. That's what creative punishment is all about. That's what the people of America expect. They expect that when guys at the top are crooks and they lie, steal, and deceive people, that they have to make, they have to pay the time. They have to do the time. They have to be prosecuted. So I urge your listeners just to contact your members of Congress now who are having hearings and say, hey, what about the corporate crime enforcement component of this? But no bailouts without taxpayer equity, without cracking down on the corporate crooks, without ending any golden parachutes, without requiring... You've got to require disgorgement. They got to pay back their ill-gotten gains. You got to give shareholders control over the companies
yes.
that they own. You know, shareholders could have stopped this. They never would have allowed these obscene pay packages and this reckless speculation with their money. Finally, we need two ways to reduce the speculation. One is to make the speculators use more of their own money. That's called margin accounts. Now they can borrow a buck and speculate on a buck. But what if they had to put 50 cents of their own money in the buck? They'd be more careful.
Well, shouldn't we just ban naked shorting? I mean, they don't put any money up.
That can be banned. But I'm just talking about your run-of-the-mill speculation with pension money, for example. And finally, and you'll like this one, you go into a store. Your listeners go into a store in most of the states where you're heard, and they have to pay sales tax when they buy clothing, appliances, some states even food, medicine. But today, someone on Wall Street can buy $100 million of Exxon derivatives or Pfizer derivatives or GM derivatives and not pay a dime. So it's unfair. The speculators pay no sales tax. The working stiffs, the workers, pay sales tax on necessities. The speculators pay no sales tax on speculation. So Nader Gonzalez on votenader.org, you can see it, are demanding a securities derivative speculation tax, which if it's less than 1% on the $500 trillion of transactions this year, it would raise a lot of money. And the federal income tax on more workers can be significantly reduced in return. So tax the speculators before you tax honest labor. And that's why we think our website is the most honest presidential website ever. And we list very clearly on the issues page of votenator.org all the changes, most of them supported by a majority of the American people, that are on our table, Nader Gonzalez, and are off the table, McCain, and Obama.
Well, I would challenge listeners who think they may know Ralph Nader just from what they've seen on corporate media. Go to the website, watch 30-minute speeches, hour-long speeches. They're dynamic, but it's also chock full of facts and information from somebody who is informed and spends many hours a day studying. This guy's telling you the truth right down the line. It's so refreshing. And also, you can see the press conference and the speeches with you and Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney. And action plans, and you know, regardless of where the campaign goes, people should support it, donate to it, get involved, because people need to know that there is an alternative to the one-party dictatorship or the two Siamese twins that we are dealing with here. Now I want to get your view on what's going to happen in the short term and long term, and then go through some other things that are happening. And tell folks how to get involved with the campaign. And also, we have a lot of listeners on AM and FM and shortwave and satellite who don't have internet. We need to give out, if you have one, or get your staff in the break coming up in 5 minutes to give us a toll-free number for folks that want to call and support the campaign that way, because about a third of our audience doesn't have internet, so they can also get involved in the campaign so we don't leave them out.
Right. That's very, very considerate of people who don't have internet. Yeah. The phone number is 202-471-5833, and I'll repeat it, 202-471-5833 for contributions. You can give up to $2,300, and every $2,300 will put a full-time person in one of the states to get out the vote for Nader Gonzalez. So if you want a full-time person in your state to get out the vote, and we know how to show them to get out the vote, just to send $2,300. Obviously, if you can't afford that, you send $10, $20, $50, $100, $300, whatever you can afford, the website to get informed about why we stand with you, for you, by you, is VoteNader.org. And in the 10 days from September 17th, Constitution Day, Alex, we're having Constitution Day. And people want to know about our Constitution pledge and take the pledge, because as we speak, Bush and Secretary of Treasury Paulson is tearing the Constitution out by its roots by demanding that Congress give the White House $700 billion bailout blank check.
Okay, that was my next question, was the police state and the engineered collapse of the Bill of Rights. But before we get into that,
the pledge, the ConstitutionPledge.com, that, you want to take the Constitution pledge, ConstitutionPledge.com. It's amazing. This bill, I have it on my desk. It's 4 pages. In 4 pages, Bush is demanding that Congress give him a blank check for a $700 billion bailout, immunity for the government officials like Secretary of Treasury from any lawsuits for whatever he does, no judicial review to our courts. He knocks out the courts, and he tells Congress, give me all your constitutional authority. I, King George, will bail out the Wall Street crooks.
Folks, we're talking to Ralph Nader live. Mr. Nader, hold on 1 second, because this is so huge what you're saying. I don't want to just you know, move past this. I want to focus people in. The White House was in the L.A. Times, quotes of Bush saying, yeah, we're not following the checks and balances. And Bloomberg Financial had the headline, Bush given dictatorial power. I want to explain to people, we have the former head of Goldman Sachs, who's bailing himself out, literally the fox guarding the hen house. We've never seen anything like this, a conflict of interest like this. We've never seen looting. This makes Enron, all of that look like a joke. Can you bring this into perspective, what we're witnessing?
What we're witnessing, Alex, is basically the criminal collapse of the trustees of the people's money, which we call Wall Street, the banks, investment banks, brokerage firms, you name it. People are going to feel this for months and months. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgage monthly. They're not going to be able to buy the necessities of life. Interest rates, of course, are very low on their little savings banks. Some of them get less than 1%. And these trustees turned criminals, recklessly speculating in ways that would stagger the imagination in terms of how thin the financial paper is as it's passed from one firm to another and then sent overseas. There are towns in Norway, northern Norway, that are near bankruptcy because they bought these collateralized home mortgages trusting Wall Street without adequate disclosure. You know, one prosecutor said, all these complex financial deals, here's what they come down to. Lying, cheating, and stealing.
That's it.
And so these corporate crooks go to Wall Street. I summed it up this way this morning. Socialist Superman is sweeping down on New York City from Washington, D.C. to bail out the casino gambling corporate crooks on Wall Street, which is spewing forth more and more kryptonite. How much can the taxpayer pay before the rubber band snaps?
Well, that's the point I wanted to make, is that they're taking the bailout money that's been coming in, the hundreds of billions a week, and then they said, oh, Wall Street's banned shorting, but only against 740-something of their institutions, then declaring open season on the real economy, the manufacturing economy, Ford, GM, General Electric, and now they're out raiding everything else. I mean, this is what appears to be they're pulling out all the stops. They know it's all going down, Ralph Nader, and they are just in a orgy of theft.
Right. And listen to this. The taxpayer is never asked, never consulted. There's no national direct referendum, the way Mike Gravel was proposing, which is rooted in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence in terms of authority. So the taxpayer is in the dark. The taxpayer is never consulted. The taxpayer is never represented by members of Congress who are now being asked to give a $700 billion blank check to George W. Bush, King George. And the taxpayer will pay and pay until the taxpayer has a say.
But
and that's why we're running. We're running a number three presidential race, Nader Gonzalez, to give the taxpayer, the worker, and the consumer through their votes, power to control their government and take it away from these giant corporations who have now become our government.
Ralph Nader, the Rasmussen poll says 28% support federal bailout. There's a Zogby only showing 31%. So the point here is the people don't support it. It's criminal. It's international. And then they say people that don't want the bailout, they're calling us socialist when this is the big banks basically stealing our birthright and indebting all of us. And then they run around calling themselves conservatives. How big a joke is that?
It's a huge joke. Reminds me of my daddy. When I was 10 years old, he asked me at dinner table, why will capitalism always survive? And well, I tried some answers, but his answer was, because capitalism will always require socialism to bail it out, to save it. And that's Wall Street requiring Washington to save it. And the tragedy is that the taxpayer gets no equity here. If the taxpayer is going to pay the bill to bail out these corporations, well, why didn't he get 15, 20, 30, 40% shares? If these corporations come around in a better day and make money, the taxpayer not only gets made whole, but actually makes a profit. That's what happened on the Chrysler bailout in 1979, $400 million profit.
Mr. Nader, we got a break. Final segment with you after a quick 3-minute break here. Why aren't we bailing out the homeowners? I mean, it's our money, but see, no, we bail out the global crime syndicate. Ralph Nader's our guest.
I'm ready for it.
All right. He's going to stay with us for an extra 5 minutes. We have time to cover several other big subjects. Ralph Nader, I want to ask you where you see the economy going and the real economy on the ground, how you see this unfolding. I mean, they're talking about even mainline analysts, Great Depression, and then how we could hopefully avert that. We haven't averted the financial collapse, but we're maybe can avert it deepening. But before we do that, give us that number again for folks that want to volunteer or donate who don't have computers, and then give us that the website to restore the Constitution, and then, of course, the main campaign site.
Right. The main campaign site is votenader.org. The Constitution Pledge is constitutionpledge.com, constitutionpledge.com. And the phone number, for all you folks who still use the old-fashioned way of communicating, is 202-471-5833, 202-471-5833. I'll repeat it before the end of the show. And thank you very much. The most you can give is $2,300. That would put one full-time person in your state to get out to vote for us, Nader Gonzalez. You'll be able to meet that person if you make that kind of contribution.
Well, regardless, it builds a resistance to this. And all over the country, you're speaking to crowds of 5, 10,000, sometimes more. And you're getting in the local media. You're getting in the it's really having an effect. And you're exposing the fraudulent system of how this private corporation keeps any third party or any other voice out of the debates. Even preliminary debates, so we never get to vote for anybody but the selected, two-party dictatorship candidates. So
exactly. And not only that, Alex, but I'm going to be on Bill Maher's show to comment on the debate this Friday. You have to go on a comedic show to comment on debates that a majority of the American people in poll after poll want me, Ralph Nader, to be on the stage with McCain and Obama.
Absolutely.
That's how absurd the situation is. And I didn't want to leave the impression that we would not welcome smaller contributions, folks. $5, $10, $20, $30, $40, whatever you can afford to 202-471-5833, or you can online contribution to votenader.org. And we use your money very frugally. We take no commercial money, no PAC money. We run a presidential campaign that the reformers would be very proud of.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I got a chance to meet Josh Brolin backstage that you had at one of your rallies, and also Sean Penn and others. He's got the big W movie coming out. So a lot of heavy hitters as well supporting the campaign. Cindy Sheehan and so many others. We're about
Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great guy. Got a chance to interview him backstage. Now we're going to break here in a moment, but I don't know if you saw it. The Army Times announced that they will put combat brigades on the streets of America. They're being called back. It was just calmly announced. They're saying to, quote, deal with rioting and civil unrest. And they said, we hope the troops don't have to shoot Americans. That was actually a quote in there. So I think we really are seeing a dictatorship of the executive, and people say, oh, well, we'll be saved by McCain or Obama, but they represent the same interest, don't they, Ralph?
Well, I think McCain is a bit more of a candidate for perpetual war. I mean, it's given what he's gone through in Vietnam, I have no understanding why he's so aggressive and belligerent. It's like he's looking for enemies abroad. You asked about the depression coming. There may be a depression coming. If we don't save $200 billion in American lives every year and bring get our troops out of Iraq and put it rebuilding the public works, you know, the public transit, the sewage system upgrades in city after city, town after town, drinking water, schools, clinics, libraries, all the things that are crumbling and reducing the quality of life in our cities can produce good jobs that cannot be exported to China. So that's $200 billion there. Another $200, $300 billion can be saved by getting rid of these corporate subsidies on the backs of the taxpayer. Another $300 and so billion can be saved from the bloated, wasteful military budget that Eisenhower warned us about.
Ralph Nader, we got a break. Back in 60 seconds with Ralph Nader. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First station's just joining us. Ralph Nader's been with us for the last half hour. He's about to leave us in 5 minutes. He was just getting into ways to save money, hundreds of billions a year without the war. He was going down the list. Talk about the economy. What if we gave these trillions to the American people, their own money, back to stimulate the economy? That would fix it overnight. But all the money, all the funds are going out of the country. Please continue with your ideas to stop the depression.
Yeah, Alex, I was saying that America needs to be repaired. You know, everybody who lives in towns and cities around the country sees crumbling schools and bridges and public transit systems need to be modernized, and underneath the roads, the sewage treatment systems need to be upgraded, drinking water purification. All these improve the quality of life, create good jobs in your own community that can't be exported to communist China or other fascist dictatorships. Where do we get the money? Well, we're spending $14 million an hour as we speak 24 hours a day in Iraq. If we get out of Iraq, and the plan is on our website, votenator.org, votenator.org on a six-month negotiated withdrawal of all U.S. military and corporate forces from Iraq, that's $200 million right there, and a lot fewer wounded or fatally wounded soldiers. We can get rid of all these taxpayer subsidies to big corporations called corporate welfare. That's another $200-300 billion back into the community. We can reduce that bloated, wasteful military budget that President Eisenhower warned us about in 1960 in his farewell address. Remember, he used the phrase, watch out for the military-industrial complex? And General Douglas MacArthur also warned about the insatiable demand for more and more military budgets for Lockheed Martin and,
well, sir,
you know, all
of these
corporations.
That was my next question. Is the Army Times reporting they're going to send military brigades to, quote, deal with the American people? It looks like the establishment is planning for some total collapse. What should we do, from your perspective, if we go into a full-bore depression and they try to basically suspend our basic Bill of Rights and Constitution?
We got to take back our members of Congress. That's the first step. They're the ones who we can vote in and out. We have to organize Congress watchdog groups in every congressional district. Why can't we have 2,000 people in every congressional district, which has 630,000 folks? Organize a Congress watchdog club, just the way they have a bowling club or they have a bird watchers club. Raise enough money for two full-time staff. Champion the people's interests on the senators and representatives. Once you control Congress, you can control the executive branch, because Congress is really the most powerful branch of the three branches.
And it is, and the executive is just openly saying it has no power, basically.
Right, yeah, and Congress, you know, these guys want to escape their responsibility under the Constitution, whether it's impeachment or declaration of war or controlling the tax dollars. But if the people control Congress, Congress becomes very,
that's
very
right,
powerful and accountable to them.
We've got to get active. Ralph Nader, in closing, we're going to give out the website and the phone number again for folks that want to get involved and support you, and please give that out in just a moment. In closing, we can stop this, but all of this, from the evidence we have, it's an engineered collapse, is taking place, and the military-industrial complex is eating America. Do you agree that that's what they're attempting to do?
Yeah, these giant corporations, no more allegiance to the United States of America. They're eating the heart and soul out of America. And as we speak, they're lobbying on Capitol Hill with King George W. Bush to tear our Constitution out by its roots. So let me give you the phone numbers and everything, folks. You want to support the Ralph Nader, Matt Gonzalez independent presidential ticket, which is now number three. It's going at 6, 7, 8% in various states. And if we were on the we'd have a three-way race. Here it is, the phone number, 202-471-5833. That's 202-471-5833. The website, votenader.org. And the Constitution Pledge is constitutionpledge.com.
Ralph Nader, I want to have you back on in the next month as the campaign unfolds and also talk more about the Constitution Pledge. A great idea. Thank you for spending time with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, listeners.
You bet. Thank you, listeners. All right. There goes Ralph Nader. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, that was an interview with Ralph Nader. For the next hour, we are joined by Steve Quayle, who has been exposing the New World Order, writing about the Global Crime Syndicate, doing radio programs for, I don't know, close to 20 years. And he is our guest here for hopefully a little bit into the next hour. Then we're going to have open phones in the third and fourth hour today. I have a lot of economic news, a lot of New World Order news, stuff like magazine promotes sterilization for women in their 20s. That's what they're promoting to teenage girls, how it's so stylish, just a sickening culture of death. But Steve Quayle's been talking about the derivatives implosion, what's going to happen to the markets, how they would claim it was a bailout to loot the Treasury for more than a decade that I've been listening to him. And he's also an author as well, writing on these subjects. And so he is with us today discussing what he sees happening in the short term, midterm, and the long term. And Steve, it's great to have you here with us. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Alex. This is one of the last shows that I wanted to do. As most people have heard by now, I pretty much left the radio broadcasting arena, and I was grateful to have this last time with you to give you a heads up. We're watching the destruction of our currency. We're just watching the destruction of our sovereignty.
Well, let me stop you. You know, I'm the king of interruptions because I want to get to a point.
Oh, please do.
Why are you, I mean, you really think this is, I mean, this is the Via Condios. You really think, and I've heard, you've already quit the show, basically, and you're just saying, that's it, folks, I'm heading for the hills.
Well, pretty much so, but again, it's not just simply that. I really believe that we are at the point now in history where the warnings of the watchmen, to the degree they've been heeded, have been heeded. That's what I believe my ministry has been for the last 15 years on the radio. I've written 6 books. I've tried to call attention to both the natural and the supernatural. And I am convinced, Alex, that people have lost track, that this isn't just a battle of terrestrial evil, but as you have so eloquently detailed, that these are Luciferians. These are people that worship the prince and power of the wickedness of the air. These are the people that absolutely have orchestrated all the events from 9/11 through. They use everyone, they use all the intelligence agencies, and they are a preternatural, meaning beyond the natural, in their intelligence and wisdom. In essence, we're fighting against fallen angels, we're fighting against demons, we're fighting against men, as you have so detailed in so many of your productions, that literally worship Lucifer. And now we're at the point in history where judgment is on the United States of America.
Well, I mean, here's an example, and I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to run through what's happening with Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't know either. I want to run through it, run through the economy, and you know, you've written on this, written books on this, and detailed it, and I want to talk about that and why you think we're down to the wire now, which is very upsetting for me because I respect your analysis and your opinion and your acumen, your gravitas, you know, in analyzing what's happening. But take last week, this Damien individual, Damien Hirst, sells a group of paintings for over 100 million pounds or over $200 million. And it's things like a jar of maggots for, you know, 3 million pounds, or a devil skull, you know, for over, you know, 50 million pounds, or and just horrible things, and all, and the hottest art right now is goblins eating babies and cans of feces of the artist and all these people. And this is what the Saudi princes and the New York elites and all these people are snatching up and greedily buying. So even people don't believe in the devil and believe in evil, the point is the elites do. Now, you and I know it's all real, but the elites, they believe in it, and just the open manifestation of wickedness. Go ahead.
Well, I think, Alex, you've just detailed why the judgment of Almighty God is coming upon the land. Look, God uses kings, wicked leaders, wicked rulers to bring about his judgment. And then he judges them. He judges nations in time. He judges individuals in eternity. But when you're talking about Damien, by the way, Damien is a transliteration of the word demon. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And so don't you find it interesting? This is how the Illuminati pays off a lot of their supporters and a lot of their agents, is that, you know, they can pay them off the gaming tables in the different casinos of the world, or they can buy their art. But the word goes out from the powers that be, you know, build this guy, lift this guy up, support his artwork. But I think what art is a reflection. If you look at the Renaissance, by the way, I majored in art history in college, one of my minors. And when you look at just the whole history of art, whether you take it back to the cave paintings of Altamira, Spain, or Lascaux, France, and all the way forward to the different periods of art.
It's a reflection of the soul. The caveman wanted big, fat bovine, you know, big, fat animals to eat. That was their desire, or it was little pictures of their children happy around a fire. Well, now we look into the elite's minds, and it's buckets of maggots.
You got it. And I think that's, quite candidly, that's exactly what our economy has become. Should I take the economy first? Because I think this is critical.
Well, you know what? Sure, finish up with the art and then get into the economy.
Okay. Well, first of all, art is a reflection. Look at the movies now. You've got pedophile movies. You've got little girls being raped movies, which, by the way, that one isn't doing very well. You've got the sickness and the psycho nonsense of Hollywood trying to redefine marriage, redefine relationship, redefine everything. And that's the global elites robbing and divesting people of their history and, I believe, of their godly heritage. We're seeing every single policy that's been put into place by the powers that be, and you know I equate the powers that be with the devils that are, to absolutely destroy the American family, the American infrastructure, the American military, everything that is going on. And by the way, there are power fights, as you know, going on in the American military, like most people simply won't believe it because they're too caught up, mesmerized by devil vision, programmed to think only that the world will go on forever as long as you have your iPod, your new computer, and whatever, your new download. But what people are missing, in my opinion, that's why I really believe that it was time for me to leave the air, is the fact that we are, as New York Sun put it, we were only 500 trades away from meltdown. Paulson, and this is art too, remember this, money, they've changed the actual form and shape of our currency numerous times throughout the illustrious career of the United States.
And you and others said they were, over a decade, you said and wrote, they were preparing us to go into the Amero, and now they've admitted that.
Well, absolutely. And how much hell did you catch when you started talking about that? Me, oh, we don't know what we're talking about. The bottom line is we have known what we're talking about, Alex, and that's why it's so critical to get this, this not only information out, but I think the lateness of the hour, because as you know, you've gone through a transition in your own thinking. I have. You thought if we could wake up enough people, if we could get enough people to see the great evil, that possibly, maybe, things could change. But unfortunately, we've gone on a crash course, in my opinion, totally, totally defying heaven, totally embracing every form of wicked perversion. And, Alex, it should make everybody vomit when you talk about politicians and the world's elite sacrificing children. We're not making that up. This isn't, you know, just boom talk for the radio. This really goes on. And when you see that within two miles of the White House are eight pedophile houses of ill repute where little boys and girls are raped, look, that was on Oprah Winfrey. That's not on us. So if everybody, you know, believes what they see on TV, then they ought to at least pay attention to that. The point is, we're at a critical meltdown. And I believe we are literally weeks away from seeing this thing implemented. The Chinese and Russians are in our back door. You've got to ask yourself this. Why would the United States knowingly provoke the Russians to move into Venezuela, Cuba? And this all has to do with the finances. Russia and China the other day said the world needs a new world global currency. Did you see that story? The dollar
absolutely
is dead.
No, and it's not just the Russians and Chinese. Wall Street Journal said we need a new world order to fix this.
Right. And the currency, though, is, remember, a currency is basically a reflection of either the sovereignty, the well-being, or the sickness of the country. Nobody wants to live in Tanzania.
And they're saying the dollar is on life support, and they're about to pull the plug. And then this bailout was the White House putting nails in it.
Absolutely. And what most people don't understand, we literally went to a socialist, even Chavez of Venezuela said, look, you guys basically out-socialized me. What you've done is the greatest nationalization in the history of the world. You may challenge that in Russia or China's control.
It's a national socialism. It's socialism for the elite, not even the people. It's the worst form of it.
Right. And see, again, the idea is this is Robin Hood on steroids. The middle class, Alex, in my opinion, is decimated and destroyed. Very soon, they're going to pull a plug. And, you know, you and I have talked about the surveillance society. Until, what new thermal scanning feature from attack satellites can they come up with next? We are absolutely, in my opinion, based on everything I know, we're at that point now where the warnings no longer, how do I say this, are taking effect to the degree that anything can be stopped. The best you can do, you know, the proverbs say, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And the answer is, you do what you can do to resist evil, even unto death. But the point is that there's a, and I know that this is kind of difficult for some people to wrap their minds around, but there is a global event scheduled to happen. I believe it's false World War III. I believe we're just staging for that now. The Russians did move nuclear weapons into Venezuela. The Russians did move nuclear weapons into Cuba. How do I know? Because the people that monitor that stuff tell me that stuff.
They're clearly moving. They've got nuclear bombers landing and moving ships in.
Right. And you know, during one broadcast of mine, listen, seriously, my guest host was on, and he was picking up through the people that listened to just open-channel military sources a mayday from a sub-hunter off the Atlantic coast when a Tupolev 160 supersonic bomber was coming in so low that everyone was missing on Earth's radar, and some girl who was, and she was a female, that was on the East Coast just wasn't paying attention to the panic call. And pretty soon Hawk, my guest host, was on the air saying, listen, if anybody out there is listening to this broadcast, you better scramble jets. We got a bogey coming in hot and fast. Well, the result is, within 5 minutes, everything was up in the air. But you see, we scrambled our entire Eastern fleet of jets to intercept what could have been a very nasty situation. But we're lied to continually, Alex. We don't hear of these things. And you and I know that the Illuminati is like puppet masters. They will use whoever, wherever, whenever, and they can use cutouts to control whoever or wherever they want.
Let's come back and talk about what the economic collapse will look like if it happens, how from your sources and your research, how you believe they'll try to stage a global conflict that PNAC and others call for, and what we individually should be doing to prepare ourselves, what potentially may be right around the corner. Steve Quayle is our guest. Stay with us.
They don't want to see us.
Serve the New World Order are deceived. They believe they're going to be given incredible power, life extension technologies, if they build their world government and cull at least 80% of the world's population. But the energy source, the dark force that controls the New World Order, plans to betray them all. Doesn't matter if you're black, Hispanic, white, old, young. The New World Order is coming for you and your family. They put poison in your water, poison in your vaccines. They spray your skies. The cancer, the diabetes, the disease is spreading amongst us. We are dying. Everything else is window dressing. You better get your head straight. Get them screwed on. Realize that. All right, Steve Quayle, quick segment, long segment. Coming back after this break, but continue with the economic implosion, why it was engineered, how it was engineered. Give us the big picture.
I think the thing that's obvious now is that when whoever was responsible for the derivatives knew behind the scenes ultimately that you would increase your debt at a magnitude that would so supersede the underlying asset base that you could intentionally sell the pile of manure, Alex, so many different ways and package in so many different cute mathematical formulas that no one would ever come to grips with the fact that basically what was being sold was non-existent financial promises for future payoff. Because most of the derivatives are what are called mark-to-mark, meaning they have a computer model or a computer program that determines the value. They never would publicly say, and because everyone was so bound up in this, what I call cohesive collective greed, how you can have a market for debt when the debt is so astronomically exceeding assets. By the way, the derivatives, true derivatives debt is $1 quadrillion. That's $1,000 trillion. And what's fascinating about this is people don't realize that the borrower becomes a servant to the lender. But in all the bailout talk, there's no help. There's no help for the people that got suckered in. Look, I don't care how smart you are. If you've got a trap and you bait it with the correct bait, people are going to swallow the bait. And so there were times, as you know, with the no-doc loans and people who were making $10 an hour were borrowing enough money to buy a $300,000 house. Well, that's not only irresponsible of the lenders, it's also incredibly sinister, because what happens is
exactly, but I mean, you're right. The media is blaming the poor schmoes that got lured in and told it's the American dream, and the news channels told them it's the thing to do. And from the local real estate agent right up to the brokers, right up to the banks, they engage in a criminal conspiracy together, and that shows you what a corrupt society does. But and then the media blames us. Go ahead.
Well, the media blames us because they're controlled by the same evil entities that control the banking. I mean, come on, let's face it. You know, the thing is that you've done who owns the Federal Reserve, all that stuff is it's good to know that, but right now it's irrelevant. What is relevant is that people can't pay their bills, they cannot feed their families on the same level they could before, where there once was joy and the certainty of the future. I mean, I've talked to people that just in the four stocks, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and some of the bank stocks have lost $2 million in the last 2 weeks. Those are people that have listened to my show and wouldn't listen to the underlying reason to get out of the stock market. And how many times, Alex, have you and I heard on every talking head channel, great time to buy, housing markets have bottomed out, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is not one of those talking heads, those dumb hyenas, or the jackals on national television get the fact, and if they do, there are guys like Peter Schiff that definitely get it, and others that get it, but I'm talking the commentators. There's a disconnect because they've been programmed to present to the American public that, gee, if you just buy stock, if you just buy a house, everything will be swell. Meanwhile, we watch people packing up their bags out of Lehman, and we're talking about the destruction of the American employment base, and I am still aghast at the fact that people will get away with, or allow the government to get away with, lying about their economic indicators. Look at the price of gas. The price
stay there. Stay there.
The
long segment, Steve Quayle. Long segment. Man, this guy knows his stuff. We're really honored to have him, Steve Quayle, on with us. That's the exact analogy I use, because our minds are basically on the truth. We have the same picture about them baiting the trap. That's exactly what they're doing. Steve Quayle's our guest. We're going to come back and more into this. It cannot be stressed enough. This was all carefully engineered. We didn't just pop up this week or last month or a year ago or even 5 or 10 years ago telling you this. The Global Crime Syndicate, the International Banking Cartel, has done this over and over again. And then 2 years ago, there's a lot of wealth in Austin. It's the richest city per capita now in the United States, more than Manhattan, more than San Francisco. That's just happened the last few years. The money is moving in here for some reason. But people in business, contacts we have, the money, and I mean billionaires and above, not the guy that lives in a $1 million house and he thinks rich down the street and he's got a big boat, but the working class thinks is the elite. But individuals that are on the inside, they are freaked out and scared, most of them. And they have been going to the Cook Islands, Australia, New Zealand, armored compounds in Costa Rica. Most of Hollywood's been quietly moving out of the country. This is not a joke. This is not a game. And it was because the elite created thousands, over 1,000 trillion. And that's what all our other experts tell us, economists, Nobel Prize winners here on the show. It's a quadrillion at least. And they've created liquidity, you know, liquid money, that's only worth something until people know it's a scam. And so they bought the roads, the bridges, the infrastructure, the water districts, the media companies, the defense companies. That's why they can come into a city water district and say, we're a German company, we'll pay you 10 times, 20 times what it's worth. I've talked to city officials here in Austin. They'll come in and want to buy a, they'll say, we'll guarantee all these loans. We'll give you, you know, these hundreds of millions. Okay, it's a billion. Okay, we'll hire your whole family. We'll do this and that. Just shut down that little power plant so that our power plants have a monopoly. I mean, it's like the game Risk. It is global domination cold-bloodedly. And they engineered it. They told the public, you know, leverage your house, sit there and turn them over, sell them, get a bigger house, then flip it. And the suckers laughed and giggled and smirked. And I've had them in Austin, because I've been talking like this intensely for 6 years since we got the IMF and World Bank documents saying how they do it. And I'll be at an outside cafe eating, and one of them will walk by and make a smart mouth comment. Or, you know, they'll call in and make a comment, or they'll email. And, Steve, the good news is a lot of these yuppies and know-it-alls and people that think they're members of the establishment that aren't, they're not laughing now, are they, Steve?
I would say one thing interesting about Austin, too, people don't realize there are men and women in Austin who are on the good side that are absolutely without equal, that bought us another couple months, Alex, beyond disaster. When the CERN Hadron Collider... It's not the end of the world when that thing goes on, and without going into the detail, there's a wonderful series on my show with Tom Horn about stargates and everything, but there are some phenomenally brave men and women, and I'm talking women, that have absolutely continued to fight these entities behind the scenes.
You know, we haven't even talked about that. It was basically, the word is sabotage. You notice it didn't really turn on, and they kept it secret. And there's all these mainline physicists saying it creates strangelets, particles. In fact, let's get into that some, but I'm sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying you brought up Austin. I got to tell you something. Austin is more than, and it's fascinating that what I would say the good guys are in the middle of the bad guys, but to those who are without equal, I want to say thank you for buying us a couple more months. You know, Alex, most people can't deal and don't want to deal with quantum physics and what may happen with stargates and black holes and everything else. But the thing that I think that people have got to understand, if the big money, who are the quintessential Luciferian, devil-worshipping haters of mankind, are putting all their bucks and technology into it, what is it they want to open up and what is it they want to come through, whether you call it a Stargate or a Jacob's Ladder, whatever you want to call it? The bottom line is that there is big money in this, and the whole idea, and you brought it up, they want everyone dead but them.
That's right. 1900 technology by Max Planck made A-bombs in the 40s and hydrogen bombs in the 50s. And I've had all these physicists, scientists on, and even the Hadron designers say, yeah, it could destroy the Earth, but so what? And then they came out and said, oh, look, it didn't destroy the Earth. Everything's fine. They don't tell you over the next 5 years, they're going to turn it up, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 times the strength it is, running these heavy particles together in this giant cyclotron. The point is they put a god of destruction, Shiva, over it. This is religious craziness.
Absolutely, and I think it's important because it's also out of the ashes of the phoenix arise the new entity. When you're putting the goddess Shiva, the destroyer, as your quote-unquote patron demoness of the Hadron Collider, come on, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to tell you something. I believe God and his mercy gives us phenomenal neon signs, and I'm saying, do you see this? Do you see this? And everybody goes, oh, it can't be real. But again, Alex, you know, I obviously haven't been to Austin a lot of years, but I can tell you this, that that in the last couple of weeks, and for the record, the Hadron was interfered with for all our sakes, okay? I've had physicists, I've interviewed Nobel Prize-winning physicists. The thing is that they take this whole attitude, you know, they used to be opposed to God. Now they're trying to create God in their image, and now they're trying to realize, or they're trying to actualize, that's a better word, the bringing forth into our dimension all these things that God forbid to interfere with our dimension. And very soon, you mark my words on this, whether it's this coming summer or prior to the summer, late winter, when things start to happen in the skies above us, people are going to start to panic. Now, let's get to something that I think people need to understand. I've been getting calls from people all over the country about the prison camps going into operation. Remember all the time you and I have spent over the decade on that whole thing? And
yes.
I've got to share with you, there's one that's, somebody called me, a truck driver who made deliveries to this place, and it's in Pasco, Washington area on U.S. Highway 95 between mile marker 56 and 60, between Pasco, I guess, and Ritzville. The place will hold 200,000 people. And this thing has just been initiated and activated, and I'm hearing that from people all over the country.
Well, they have the civilian inmate labor camp program where 24 of these are operational, and now there's a series of YouTube videos. I think they're up on Infowars.com. I've sent them to the guys 2 nights ago, where the folks are going to these, and they're like going, oh, my God, it's true. Well, yeah, it's army.mil, folks. They're not making it up. It's on the Army website. And there are the barbed wire. There's the place to hold hundreds of thousands per facility. There are the watchtowers. I mean, we're not joking around about this.
No, and here's the thing. Let me just run through. Can I run through 5 points really
quick? Yeah, go ahead.
I think? Okay, first of all, bailout won't work. It's obvious that there's already talk and closed-door sessions that Bush is probably going to declare some kind of national economic emergency.
They're already having secret sessions of Congress.
You got it. And the Army under NORTHCOM now is going to be handling civil unrest as the economy implodes. You saw the story. You put it up. I put it up. The potential for civil war is so great, and that's a time for, you know, the gun confiscation to begin. And by the way, when people say, oh, we don't have enough men to do that, they have. And Alex, this was told to me by an active duty four-star general that under color of agreement in this country, bivouac placed, strategically placed in different military bases that were closed to the public and are not U.S. military bases but NATO bases, 300, I think, and 43,000 troops here already assigned their details.
Let me explain how this works. This is actually all public under NORTHCOM. Just what's public's incredible. Over the last 15 years, that's when people really started warning, was 15 years ago when people in military were told this. They give them the questionnaires, will you fire on Americans? Those that say no are sent overseas, are given the inoculations, and then are let out in 3 to 5 years. Those that say yes are sheep-dipped, put into contractor positions, then brought back in, reconstituted under military operations. They also plan to use another 200,000 mercenaries, which are now already been paid under the contracts. Blackwater alone is $1 billion. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and I think this is something that people need to understand. Up in Montana, Alex, I'm getting eyewitness phone calls daily and people running in. I'm talking even sheriffs running into, you know, the infamous Blackwater vans with the guys in their Hawaiian shirts and spider-like sunglasses and all up and down the border. The rumor is, and this is coming from people on the inside, is that our borders, our northern border with Canada, is going to be shut down so people can't flee out of this country when this economic emergency goes. Now, the red list, can I explain what the red list is? Because I'm the originator of that.
Well, the red and blue list. Yeah, they always have a list. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they've always had a list, okay? Look at what they're doing in the Iraqi surge. The red list, the blue list, and the green list. The red list are people to be terminated 30 days upon the instigation, initiation of quote-unquote civil war or martial law. The man who gave this to me was murdered, Alex. He was the head of a federal agency over the entire western United States. I won't tell which agency. I won't tell his name. He gave me the numbers, and this was years ago. And back then, now it's doubled. I think there are 3 million people scheduled for termination. Okay, well, if this guy ends up murdered because of the information he puts out, then I'd say, hey, somebody didn't want that news out. But you know what? People don't care. The same thing that the U.S. is doing in Iraq with the surge, identifying through all the technology who the bad guys are, is going to be used against our own citizens.
Yeah, that's hit teams. Yeah.
You got it. And again, this is something. There is evidence already right now that the Spetsnaz and GRU active orders have been given out. And I want to explain how this worked. You've read Lunev, you've read Golitsyn.
Yeah, sleeper teams.
These are killer teams. And when Putin said to Bush at the Olympics, the war is on, he wasn't talking about the war in Georgia. He's talking about the Third World War. And I think this is something that the people have got to understand. World War III is the ultimate blood sacrifice of billions of men, women, and children to Lucifer. And they bloody well, everybody had bloody well understand that you and I have not been flapping our gums to basically try and warn and alert people all these years, a decade and a half for me, though, to basically just say, oh, gee, everything's going to work out now. Paulson right now, as we're speaking, is before Congress making his plea. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Goldman Sachs had an unlimited bank account with the Treasury. Goldman Sachs is the exchange stabilization fund, one-fifth of it. And so now we've got, don't you find it interesting, Alex? We have this contrived financial crisis, and it doesn't matter what the crisis is. It doesn't have to be a nuclear weapon in multiple cities, although
well, that's what PDD 51 says is economic crisis or any other crisis. The COG, shadow government, takes full public control, and now they're introducing to the public, going, oh, yeah, Army brigades are coming to deal with the American people. Oh, yeah, the president runs everything now. Oh, yeah, they're just announcing it.
Well, not only are they announcing, but they're activating it. So the question is, notice the Army announcement of the 1st of October where it goes active. Notice that all of the National Guard is out of the country. How many times, Alex, a decade ago, did we talk about that stuff? The day would come when all the National Guard, those loyal to the foundational principles of this country, those who are men and women of the community, would be out of country, and they'd be helpless to help those in the country.
And why are we now right about that? Because it came from sources inside who didn't like what was happening. That's
right.
Why coming up in about an hour, I'm going to play clips from Donahue, the militia being attacked in 1994, 14 years ago, and everything they say in here is coming true or has come true. So absolutely, yeah. Tell folks what the insiders were telling us 20 years ago, why I went on the air 13 years ago, why you went on the air 15, 16 years ago, why there was this huge flux of real conservatives, of real patriots, in to resist the New World Order. Because we were told by good sources, and it turned out it was all true. Break down what's happening, Steve.
Well, again, let's break it down. First of all, we were told what would happen economically. We were told that we would be surrounded by enemies. And, Alex, there is nobody. The United States is going to be seen as the pariah nation of the world.
We were set up, the globalist stage 9/11, to blame it on our government.
Absolutely.
That's what I've been saying day one. We were set up for the torture to come out. The CIA released the photos. It's all about blaming it all on America, that out of our fall rises the one world government.
Right. This is basically page by page of the Communist Manifesto. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with the public schools. People wonder why Johnny Stab and Georgie or Mary and Jill are plotting to assassinate their little friend June. The bottom line is that the whole country, this whole world, in my opinion, suffers from the same malady. It's called sin. And sin is rebellion against God. And now the deal is, and I'm saying this with no apologies, my message has gone forth for 15 years. And now it's simply this. It is repent, get right with Jesus. You cannot make it in your own strength. No matter how tough you are, someone's tougher. And the toughest guy listening to this show today, I don't care if he's in black ops, special ops, outer space operations, whatever. The bottom line is the smallest virus can take the toughest man down. And by the way, I've been talking, as you know, Alex, before anybody even knew about some of these viruses, I say, look, they're being generated in bio labs. They're being mixed, Ebola, smallpox, Ebola pox, and people didn't even want to be bothered with it. The bird flu. I interviewed two of the Cuban scientists that were held in Cuban prisons, and the bottom line is, as they said, yeah, we're infecting birds and we're taking them out on ships and releasing them off the coast of the United States. Well, people didn't believe that. Well, see, the problem is I tell people, it's not too late if you act now, but what you've got to do is act in the context of you're going to be under siege. The financial system will collapse because it's engineered to collapse. Chinese and everybody are already dumping dollars.
I want you to stop there. I want to come back and keep you 15. Can we keep you 15 minutes the next hour? I know you're busy.
Sure.
Okay, but I want to walk through this, but I want to go back to something you said. I know a lot of you have been spiritually blinded by the fluoride, the mercury that's done by design. We're on a planet in the middle of space. There are dimensions all around us. The mathematics has proven it. And I want you to know something, folks. The enemy tells you there's no God. The enemy holds up these fake preachers to make Christianity look bad. They do all these things to blind you. But the elites are religious. They worship a very dark God. They are into darkness and death and misery. And what Steve was just saying, the things that are coming, whether it's this month or 2 years from now, the things that are coming are so horrible that you better realize that you better get your heart right with the Creator. And for those of you that don't believe in this, you have to understand, you have to get your heart right, because if you have the fearful attitude and you're afraid of losing your body, you're going to make decisions that will end up making you lose your life. It's when you have the attitude and are focused and dialed into what's really going on, then you'll have basically like it's nighttime, it's dark, people can't see. That's what discernment is. It's like having night vision goggles. You need to get dialed into the Creator of the universe, because then you're going to get your night vision goggles. Is that a good analogy, Steve?
That's a good analogy, but again, the bottom line is, you know, it's interesting that, Alex, you can say any name in the world, you can talk about anything, you can worship the goddess Shiva.
Don't say Jesus, don't say Yahweh.
Don't say Jesus, never say Jesus. I mean, and make fun of Jesus. And the deal is that I got news for everybody. If they'll read the book of Revelation, I even hear people, this is amazing to me, well, they won't accept Jesus, but they quote the book of Revelation. I said, you know what the book of Revelation starts with? This is the revelation that God gave his servant John concerning Jesus Christ. The revelation is of Jesus and how Jesus is going to fix us up. I got to tell you, in Illuminous circles, they will call him the Nazarene. They will call him every disparaging name in the world, but they cannot say the name of Jesus, or they won't say it. It's we're there, Alex. This is a meltdown. It's a supernatural, diabolically wicked plan, and our days are numbered, and I fear the number is very, very short.
Well, it's certainly the pains of birth, what's being born, we shall soon see. Steve Quayle, let's get more into the economic collapse on the other side. Infowars.com. We'll give you his website. Welcome back. We got Steve Quayle going with us about 15 minutes to the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up. We'll do it right now. 1-800-259-9231 on the economy. On any issue, we should discuss a ton of news as well and some important audio clips I want to be playing. Before we go back to Steve Quayle here in just a moment, there are a lot of great sponsors that make this broadcast possible, and one of them is ECHOLOBlue.com. That's ACOLABlue.com, big banner in the middle of the page on Infowars.com. It's an atmospheric water generator for your home. It pays for itself in 1 year if you buy water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. It's out of the air. It goes through five filters. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. You can hook it up to a solar system panel. You can just plug it in the wall. Machine produces 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. It has a neutral pH, which is also very important. Learn more about how it works. Very simple to use and very, very affordable. 866-585-4044 to get a free brochure. Order one, 866-585-4044 or acolablue.com. Let's go ahead now and go back to Steve Quayle. Steve, give out your website and tell folks where there's that massive radio archive of research and info you've done there on the site. I think we may have lost Steve's phone line. I know that line was going up and down earlier. Yeah, that happens sometimes. He's out in Montana. Well, he's right there by where two of the states come together. I've been right by his office before. So we'll get Steve back on the line for everybody. While I'm talking about sponsors, another one of them is eFoods Direct. Now, look, whatever's going to happen, it could get very serious. I keep saying with the economy, the dollar, I kind of like to hope for the best but prepare for the worst. And another great sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or the website, eFoodsDirect.com. And When you go to eFoodsDirect.com, you can watch a bunch of YouTube videos, audio clips, where they go through it. You can also call them and get a free audio CD breaking down food preparers, type of storable food they have, very high quality. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, Steve, we lost your line there. We've got you for another 20 minutes. Give out your website. Steve, and all the great radio archives that are there and all the great work you're doing, how do folks check that out?
Oh, it's www.stevequayle.com, and I really want to draw their attention, Alex, to the last group of shows I did. It's just right down under the guest information, and I did a bunch of two-hour specials. And as I stated on the air, I wanted to do this last show with you because I wanted to get across to the people the lateness of the hour. And, you know, again, God bless you, because I even said to George Norrie one night, I said, I don't know where Alex gets his energy, but God bless him. I wish I had some of it. But, you know, the thing is that where we're at right now, Alex, is a full-scale, and this is what people don't understand, this full-scale implementation of the destruction of the United States. If it's true that the Soviet special forces have been given the go-ahead, in other words, they've been activated, then I can tell you point-blank that you can expect fireworks in the Caribbean. By the way, we are going to get into it in the Caribbean with Chavez and crew. The oil centers on Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire, people don't understand how critical the Caribbean oil processing facilities are to our national security. And right now, because I don't know what genius in the Pentagon decided to go and put rockets in the Ukraine, Poland, and radar, etc., but Putin is not to be toyed with. Just because America has lost its will, in my opinion, in the political realm, to recognize the reality of the hour, doesn't mean the Russians have. And I
final phase. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about. We're in the final phase of New World Order criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Back in 70 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every generation faces their own wars and financial calamities. But the configuration and the confluence of different elements that we witness coming together today and in the very near future, not on the horizon, close at hand, will surely dwarf anything that's been seen in past history. And quite a bit has been seen in history for anyone that's even done a basic perusal of the last century, the 20th century. Steve Quayle is our guest. You were talking about the jumping off point, the jump point, the flash point, a quickening, going to a whole new level, the New World Order pulling out all the stops and revealing itself. Please continue, Steve Quayle.
Well, as you know, Alex, you've commented on, too, you've gotten feedback from some of the Illuminists. They say, we don't care. We don't care what you tell. We don't care what you know. And what's the most disheartening thing for me is when those in that level of power tell me point blank that you don't get it, Steve. Enough people aren't getting it, and it's too late. And I tell them this, it may be too late for those people, but it's not too late for you guys to turn around and repent. Now, here's what I think is going to happen, okay? The stock and bond markets are going to collapse, and they're going to rob all people. Now, listen to this, Alex, all of their pensions and their 401ks. I warn people, get out, get out, get out when you can, while you can. Guess what? I was just a fearmonger. All this bailout money is creating hyperinflation of the dollar. If people don't realize, look, when the Treasury admits to pumping in $700 billion, the numbers that I'm hearing just to shore up Fannie and Freddie were $5 trillion. Now, they're not creating $100 bills. They're just doing it by computer entry. But the bottom line is China, Russia, all of the people of the world that used to look up to this country when if you were as good as an American dollar $100 bill, you didn't care what currency your country had. You wanted an American $100 bill. Now those same people that used to welcome it with open arms, they hiss at it. I guess you've heard the story. You can't even use a U.S. currency in India. The Taj Mahal rejects it automatically. Food shortages and energy shortages are going to drive the majority into poverty this winter. Economic emergency martial law, camps and work gangs are going to be activated. And that's when the resistance starts and civil war breaks out. And in the midst of all that, this is exactly how the Russian war plan. I spent 15 years of my life reading, writing, interviewing, spies, ex-spies, on Russian war policy. This is going by the book. This is going by the book. And listen, Tatiana Korozhina, basically, she was interviewed by Rick Wiles of TrueNews.com. She said that 9/11 was designed by men controlling over $300 trillion and that Americans would literally be naked in the streets when they figured it out. Alex, I'm listening to crying men, crying women. I'm not making fun. It makes tears well up in my eyes. People that call me and say, my whole life is wiped out before me because, quote-unquote, my stockbroker said it's a good time to buy. These rallies that you're seeing are nothing more than black box computer entries using the futures, meaning you can control a lot of
money.
Yeah,
let me stop you there. Remember, and I use this one example because it's one of the few that got that came out. Remember the Secretary of the Army before that, White, or Thomas White, was the head of Enron on the West Coast. They had fake computer programs and energy trading. They showed the news and showed the inspectors, and they just made the numbers up out of their head every day, stealing billions a day from Californians. Go ahead.
Right. Double set of books, and that's exactly what's going on. Everything. And, boy, somebody says, well, you can't make that statement. Well, I'll tell you what. When the people behind the scenes tell me everything, I'll quote them. Everything that you are seeing, we are seeing, we are hearing in numbers.
You know Clayton Williams, the Texas oilman?
Yep.
People, the oil companies are going on his property and drilling without even getting leases or discussing service damages. That's the kind of stuff going on in Texas, just criminality by the corporations. All the rules are out the door, folks, because
right.
They know this is it. This is the mass looting.
And then the foreigners that used to loan us $3 billion a day on the last Treasury International Capital Flow or the TIC report, people, they're backing out. They're no longer funding us. They're making America pay in kind. By the way, Russia and China have already demanded payment in kind, not in U.S. dollars.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this with Steve Quayle. We'll give out his website as well and a phone number if you want to contact him, get any of his books and materials. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I meant to ask Steve during the break, why don't we just try to take him to the bottom of the hour? I know he wanted to come on early today because he has some work he's got to get done getting himself prepared. But, Steve, can you do two more segments with us, go another 20 minutes?
Sure. Thank you.
You bet. No, thank you. Go longer if you can. We've got callers that want to talk to you at 1-800-259-9231. Whatever issue the caller brings up, of course, Steve Quayle can comment on. Steve, you were continuing with just absolute spot on, because I study this stuff every day, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what you're hearing from him is absolutely spot on what's going on. Then I want to ask you about Bob Woodward 3 weeks ago saying the Pentagon has super weapons as big as the Manhattan Project and their technological scale and development. And I've got my sources in the military, and they say it's a cocktail of directed energy weapons and other things. But before you leave us, give us your take on what those are, radiation guns in space, whatever they are.
First of all, let me just share this. Probably the two things that are the most closely guarded or have been closely held secrets in the military establishment are sophistication and space travel, which is way beyond the space shuttle. Alex, from my sources, we're 100 years ahead of where most people think we are now. When you're talking about Stargate, you're talking about things that go back into history and antiquity. When you're talking about all the great citadels of the ancient world and all of the underground labyrinths, there are people in your area that literally fight the things that go bump in the night. And when I say this, all of the mythology of the world, all of the oral traditions of the tribes, it doesn't matter where you find them in any place on the globe, have a reference to a time when the gods fought amongst themselves and all of the weaponry that was used. The Stargate technology, probably one of the closest held secrets there are. Some of the ways that the weapons, I'll give you a good example. One general told me, he said, we got stuff that makes atom bombs seem like firecrackers. They have dimensional warp weapons.
Well, it slipped out. They have antimatter weapons. They have radiation guns. They have microwave guns. You're saying they have teleportation.
Yes, they do.
I know they're working on teleportation of weapons devices, teleportation
right.
of flesh.
Yep. And let me tell you this. And I'm also going to tell you something. They have totally mastered complete invisibility. I'm not talking like the Invisible Man, but anything can be masked. It's just the same thing.
Well, I mean, I remember when that was classified, you were talking about 15 years ago. Now they admit it's a suit, like in Predator, where it shows whatever's on the other side of it. They have tanks that have it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is even beyond that. This is basically a form of energy that bends light waves, so there is no reflection of light. So the thing absolutely can be totally silent. We've got weapons that can literally hang in suspended animation electrogravitically. Until they're needed. We have space-based weapons platforms. And I know this is going to be too hard for most people to believe, but there are absolute... We have bases throughout the planets, especially on Mars. And, you know, it's kind of funny because even one of the head designers for Boeing, or Skunk Works, made this statement. He said, if the American people ever knew that we've already got interstellar travel, they'd be completely blown away. I forget his name, but that, you know, here's the thing. The weapons are there, the technology is there, and the supernatural nature.
How much more advanced is Russia from your information?
Russia is incredibly advanced in the area of Tesla physics. They took a lot of Tesla's work, and when the West was just finding out about Tesla, they took it a big way. As a matter of fact, took it in a big direction. Russia has a lot of weapons that they know, but they're all fighting. Our intelligence organizations, our military secret organizations are all fighting for the ancient technology, which is basically weaponry and teleportation. And when I say teleportation, Alex, it's not so much that you get beamed, it's that you walk through a gateway into dimensions. And when we're talking about quarks and black holes and the God particle and gravity and its effect on all of the dynamics of the universe, we're talking about the intelligence that God.
Well, it was Arthur C. Clarke that said that, you know, the calculator 100 years ago would have been magic. So magic is just things that people don't understand. And here's the thing, Steve. I don't have the kooks and the quacks and the people that make stuff up on. I know. I mean, you have predicted so much. You've had sources. You've been right so often that that's what really freaks me out when you get into all this and say your military sources are telling you that. And then I have enough of the information to know that. I've had the former head of the Army on, you know, who was also the head of Army intelligence before that. I mean, the head of the Army, the head of Special Forces as well, you know, and it's now mainstream news that they were killing goats with their minds. And you can laugh at that, but that's Special Forces. And that's 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And, I mean, one of the things that I'm really trying to get people to recognize, Alex, is that there is protection, you know. The Bible is a wonderful, wonderful presentation of God's love to his people. And I want to share this. While everybody else is thinking about killing it, how to kill more effectively, you know, there's still a God is pleading with all of his creation, you know, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. The word that's disappeared, and you'll know this is an amazing word, the true word, love. There is no love. I'm not talking stupid, syrupy love, but I'm talking the love of God is the most, avoided subject in the world, especially in the world of the Illuminati. See, the Illuminati, the light bearers, if you will, the light bringers, have one prime directive, and that is to kill every single human being that was created in the image and likeness of living God and to substitute a transhuman insert.
And that's what they say. That's why they race around butchering the genetic code, hurting the planet, while getting more power to kill us in the name of saving it.
Absolutely. And see, the deal is that the Antichrist in the Book of Daniel makes war by continually talking about peace. Well, right. Doesn't that sound familiar? You know, we're in a time period now where the dimensional shift, and I'm going to share something, Alex, that I want people to hear, because they may never hear this again, and I would hope you'll keep it up as it starts to unfold. The bottom line is when you're screwing with the fabric of literally matter and energy, the very barriers that God created to keep us from basically flipping out, freaking out with all the stuff that's out there, when they tear a rift in that, or if you will, a portal, a window, and this stuff comes charging through, then I think you're going to see the time that Jesus spoke of when he said men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things, or for looking after those things coming upon the earth. And weather modification, weather warfare. The biggest story going on right before everybody's eyes, and they don't get it, is the weather wars that are taking place. Zygmunt Brzezinski, oh, we all know him. By the way, that's the man behind Obama, said that the time would come when one nation would make war on another nation using weather warfare and weather modification and blame it on acts of God.
Well, it was also in the April issue of Army Times, 1997. Secretary of Defense William Cohen at a Pentagon press conference in the main press conference room of the, forget which ring in the Pentagon. So he also said we have tectonic weapons, weather weapons, tsunami right. weapons. And then you have Dick Cheney in the PNAC document saying we'll use race-specific bioweapons.
And I was the first guy to bring that out almost 15 years ago when Wouter Bassan in South Africa had developed the breakthrough. He was tried and set free. But when I
yeah, because he gave it to Israel. Why are they killing so many microbiologists?
Well, they're killing the microbiologists because the microbiologists, some of them were some of the premier microbiologists in the world, and they were involved in preliminary steps or even intermediary steps in developing some of this thing. They're the only ones that could come up with the antidote or the antivirus to counter it. So they're all being off terminated.
They also knew how to track it, some of them back to the engine.
They could point the fingers at those behind it. And listen, I got to tell you something. This is the biggest story. And, you know, you carried it. I carried it. I start detailing them on my website. We've got so many. And these are not, you know, people say, oh, these, well, in any given population, you'll have so many people die that are this profession. No, no, ladies and gentlemen, these are not only just the U.S. These are some of the Russian defecting bioscientists, too. So the point is
it's all the key people in tracking, treatment, and production. And for some reason, a message has been sent in Russia and the U.S. all over. And, folks, I'm not joking. This has been in the Washington Post. They cut their guts open, string their intestines all over the walls, carve pentagrams in their backs when they do that. And you'll see all these cases. A large portion of these hundreds that have been killed are satanically butchered.
You got it. I think that you're talking about Bernard Schwartz.
Well, that was a Virginia case, but yeah. I've seen a bunch of others now where they're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. But I just want to say this. That was in the CIA's backyard, okay? Interesting. And again, you remember when, the head of Ministry of Defense was murdered? I went public and talked
to Dr. David Kelly, head of Porton yeah. Down Bioweapons Lab, yeah.
Right, and from the very first, actually, I think when I got wind of that, Alex, I was on George Norrie doing a Coast to Coast show.
And by the way, it's now admitted that he basically was murdered. They, yeah. You know, they saw five guys in black uniforms run away from the body. They say he died of slit wrist, no blood there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the point is, you see, even to get critical thinking in America to take place once again, it's so hard, and I'm frustrated, and I am frustrated because, again, we're seeing right now, we're seeing the implementation, and this is what, I don't know, we've got to start getting people to think, change from practical, we want them to be practical, but to tactical, okay? If you knew that every single statement, every single plan, every single plot, theme, or blueprint was to basically destroy you and your family, I think people would basically say, it's time for me to get involved, not just cheer you on, Alex, or not just cheer me on.
No, that's it. I mean, I had a top, you know, researcher, scientist, he works with a team of scientists on yesterday. It's a fact it's not just sodium fluoride. It's this particularly deadly type that they know attacks the body and does all these horrible things, and it's a fact. And that's only one thing they're doing, Steve, and I can't believe the police and others. Some of them, I know a lot of them are waking up, think that we're the bad guys because their manuals tell them if somebody talks bad about the UN, they're a terrorist.
Right. Well, the UN sucks. And it's the most criminal organization in the world. They're the most destructive force, the most impotent group of crooks. And people say, that's who's going to rule the world? No. Basically, what they are doing, Alex, what has been done is, but right out of the Communist
Manifesto. The UN's another cutout.
Yeah. And it's just basically get the people to be vilify the people, get the powers that be to destroy the people, and then destroy the powers that be. It's basically a multi-level assassination.
Well, that's a Trotsky version.
You got it. And by the way, you and I
stay there. Stay there. Stay there, Steve. This is powerful info. Call straight ahead. Steve's agreed to stay with us for much of the hour. We're going to let him go at about 45 after. I know we have Marine, Buddy, Mick, Dave, Tim, and others. We're going to get to you here in just a moment. You were finishing up your point, Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, the thing is that we are right there in time now where the destruction of everyone in one way or another. You were talking about the fluoride. Let me tell you the biggest story I kept trying to bring out, and people said, you're full of it. Like, that's their response to anything that would challenge their mental capacities, is the excreted pharmaceuticals. What people don't understand is even the excreted pharmaceuticals, i.e. anybody taking prescription drugs that go into the water systems that are reprocessed, that go into our bodies. I mean, these guys and devils have it planned pretty well. And now the story's coming out that there's too much estrogen in the water, that the fish are turning hermaphroditic.
And there's hundreds of different types of plastic, but they choose the two types that they know have estrogen and feminize the boys and over-feminize the girls and make them get breast cancer. And they picked the very plastic.
Right, and the outrage is silent. You know, now obviously the people are getting more aware of it, and I've been telling people since I went on talk radio, do not drink any water unless it's filtered. Do not drink any water unless it's purified. I'm talking through and not standard water. I remember, Alex, getting people from Public Water Works saying, you're scaring the masses. No, I'm trying to save their bloody lives. Well, you guys are trying to kill their bloody lives, you know? Listen, it's time for educated fury. This whole situation that's going on in the economic realm, listen, the economy is everything. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. And these guys use money and their money to bring about power, but their power always ends up in one vein. And you and I both know what that is. It's the destruction of the middle class. In other words, we have been, and this is a new war, but also a new word. We have been horrificated, okay? In other words, we have been fornicated, horrified by these entities that have sucked the very life out of us. And now, basically, when the life is gone, Alex, you go on to the trash heap of history.
That's so right. The public with millions of simulated murders and violence on TV and everything has just been totally conditioned to corruption.
And the video game industry.
And have had our consciences seared.
Yeah, and the video game industry. But notice this, too. Originally, video games started out, you know, Pac-Man, then they go up, and now they're getting into the same area that even they've left the standard field of fire, meaning armies, wars on terrestrial. Now we're into interplanetary stuff, but we're also into interdimensional. We're fighting the ghosts, the goblins, the ghouls. We're fighting everything that comes up out of the earth or comes on the earth from outer space. I think the point is now, and you've talked about it, we're now so ripe for a false flag event because of the economy. And the thing is that we're going to see, in my opinion, somebody is going to do something with Iran. And I would say this, yes, sir, you should step down. You're unfit for command. To underestimate your enemy or to even under-listen to or not hear what's being said is a tragedy, and it's a failure of leadership on an unparalleled level. So I would have to say to that man, are you nuts? Are you taking a little bit of wacky tabacky to make it through the day? Something's wrong, Alex. We are being totally encircled.
Now, again, Steve Quayle is our guest. The United States had criminal forces within it orchestrate and carry out the 9/11 attacks. Then that was meant to come out, but only, as I said, day one on the day of the event 7 years ago, to be blamed on the U.S. government. Then the United States orchestrates a sneak attack on Russian territory. So internationally, we're even seen as more criminal. The CIA releases the torture photos and videos, admittedly to CBS, to further demonize the United States. The engineered collapse of the country is now being carried out, and our name is being collapsed so that when we are fully brought down into a depression, release bioweapons, atomic attack, whatever it may be, then everybody says we deserve that. You can
Absolutely.
See this. The New World Order are masters of betrayal, and they move from nation to nation, betraying those nations. They always betray their host nation as well. It is a betrayal is a sacrament for them. For folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I decided to go ahead and go live. This interview was so important. We're an hour plus into it with Steve Quayle. Be with us. Oh, let's just do the rest of the hour. He said he'd do it. And we'll take your phone calls when we get back. In fact, for InfoWars.com stream listeners, I'm going to skip this break right now. And we will come back for everybody else on the other side with Steve Quayle. Stay with us. Steve, I don't want to waste any of this time. We're going to come back in 3 minutes to the full AM and FM shortwave audience. But right now we're on the internet with tens of thousands listening and watching. So let's continue with the setup of America. Everything to position us, use our treasure, use our currency, use our inventions, use our labor to build the world government. They wrap it in American flag domestically, so we went along with it. Now we're at the point where we're being sucked dry. Now the betrayal.
Well, the betrayal, and it's interesting because you can't use the word betrayal without including the word treachery. And I remember, Alex, in interviewing some of the Russian spies I talked to, they used to say to me, and I'm not making fun, I mean, one of them said, "Oh, Steve, we had everybody on our payroll." And the guy literally talked like that. And I said, "What did you mean by that?" And he said, "Simple." He said, "What was amazing to us is how cheap we could buy your leaders." Now, Alex, that pissed me off, okay? Sorry for the word, but it did. And I said to this gentleman, I said, are you absolutely pulling my leg, or was it that cheap? And he said, "Oh, no." He says, "And of course when we can't buy, we blackmail." What most people don't understand is that in this world of Illuminism, when someone is even thought maybe to toe the line, they'll be blackmailed, they'll be compromised, whatever, they'll be photographed, whatever. And that's why you see such strange behavior. 1 minute someone's saying, "Oh, I'm calling for an inquest," and this next minute, "Well, everything's fine." The point is, whom they can't blackmail and bribe, they kill. And that's the same story that we're dealing with daily. Now, here's where we're at, in my opinion. And we are no longer at, Alex, we're not warning about what's coming. Everything you and I have warned about is here. Everything you and I have warned about is being implemented. Everything that
And it's only going to get more intense from here. Before... You know, before the tyranny would go up and down, back and forth. Now it's just an escalation.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Can I say this? It's going to go up and down. And what's really hard for people to understand is there are factions in the Illuminati. There are some incredibly brave men and women fighting this stuff. But then you get into the supernatural realm, and there comes a point where if a nation says to God, "Leave us alone," God says, "I'll leave you alone, and I'll take my hand of protection away." And that's where I believe we are in the United States of America. I am so worried, and I mean this. Look, the bottom line is you don't do talk radio for 15 years and not learn a few things. But what I'm really, really troubled by is the continual denial, even people listening to your show, my show, our shows. What more information can you, Alex Jones, give them? What more information can I give them? Like we're talking off the air. It's one thing to have 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, but you know, the Congress should be inundated with millions of people saying, "Stop the bailout." It's not helping the American people. It's putting the taxpayers...
Oh, it's putting a millstone around our neck. Here we go. We're going back into the full audience right now with Steve Quayle going to the phone calls. Maureen in Virginia, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, it's an honor to be able to talk to either or both of you. Steve, I only heard your show 3 times in my life. Each time you had Mike McQuitty on. Please tell the people what Mike McQuitty said about God setting up cities of refuge. And well, I know for a fact this is happening because he called me away from my house to another area to do the same thing.
Well, first of all, I think that's really an important, timely point. God never, never does anything except he doesn't reveal it to the people that are going to be judged. He also provides a place of escape. Throughout the land, Alex, and what the caller is talking about, people have been spoken to in dreams, in visions, in prayer to prepare for an onslaught of God's children, people who are going to be running from the cities for their very lives. And I believe that my ministry as a watchman is over, but I believe my ministry as someone who's going to be taking care of a lot of the fleeing, frightened flock is just beginning. So I would just tell the caller that Mike, and God bless him, do you remember, too, one of the statements he made is he said, "Once the bleeding in America starts, it won't stop." And, you know, I live with that statement of his in my mind almost every day with no exaggeration. Once the bleeding starts, in other words, Alex, once all the killing starts and all the revolutionary thing, it's going to go nonstop.
Yeah, once the veneer of civilization peels away, once the shooting starts, once the implosion starts, it won't be just New Orleans. The whole country could become like New Orleans.
Absolutely, and I would tell that seriously, when somebody says, what's the most important thing to do to survive? I say, are you worried about this life or the next? Because both are an issue. It doesn't do any good to rail against the New World Order just to go to hell. And, you know, that's a funny thing, because I've talked to literally special forces guys that go into the bowels of the earth, and everything that people have seen or read in Dante's Inferno or, you know, any of the Hollywood projections. I asked one special operations guy, probably one of the bravest men in the world, I don't know how you could be braver. I said, so explain to me what you encounter when you go and deal with the stuff underground. He said, have you ever seen the movie The Cave or Descent? I said, no, I have now, but I hadn't at the time. He said, go look at those two movies, The Cave and The Descent, and then multiply it by 1,000. And I said, boy, my brother, and I said, you guys are on a different planet. Your bravery and your love for the Lord is so exemplary. I mean, it blew me away, Alex. So this is
pretty wild stuff. Maureen, thank you for the call.
Wild stuff.
Okay, look, we're going to go in order of the callers here. Buddy in Ohio, you're on the air, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say I appreciate everything you're doing, man. I just got a couple quick questions. I was just wondering, me and my next-door neighbor were talking the other day, and we were just wondering, all this whole gold situation, is there still any gold in Fort Knox? Or
no, they haven't had an audit in that in, what, more than 40 years, and the gold reserves have been basically handed over to the private banks, looted long ago. Steve Quayle, you want to answer that question?
You nailed it, Alex. There is no gold in Fort Knox. It's been loaned out in the gold loaning program, especially during the Clinton years, followed up by every president that basically came on. They looted the gold. The point is that it was given to central banks, loaned to banks, and then the banks sold the gold. Then it was reloaned to the people they sold it to, and on and on and on. What's going to be interesting, though, the caller needs to know this, China, with its 20,000 reported tons of gold, and Russia, with its close to $1 trillion worth of gold, are talking amongst themselves about forming their own Asian currency. If they did that, the U.S. dollar would be dead upon their announcement of it. I believe that was a direct threat to the monetary authorities.
Well, they've been saying the last few weeks that they may create a regional currency over there, and absolutely backed by oil and gold, and China already holds most of the debt here, or the largest apportionment of that. So certainly that is just unprecedented changes are coming.
I would think that the Pentagon should have a financial battalion, because basically, you know, they own everything, and I think they're now taking a look at buying a major portion and Goldman Sachs or something.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else, buddy?
Yes, I was just wondering, is there any other new information on the Barry Jennings thing?
No, Barry Jennings, who reported bombs going off and dead bodies, the deputy emergency manager there in New York in Building 7, died. That is confirmed by his boss, by the spokesman. We put their names in the articles we put out, and people still don't believe it. But the family will not say why he died, and there's no obituary or no report of it. And we're trying to investigate it. Thank you so much. Okay. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mick in PA for Steve Quayle. Go ahead, Mick.
Oh, first of all, I'd like Mr. Jones and Mr. Quayle. I view you two as gifts from God to his people, and don't think there aren't millions of out here who feel the same way. I would like to ask you, I'm sure you must have researched this at one time or another. Well, since God is so much more powerful than Satan, and Revelation says our battle is against the principalities and powers, not the flesh, if it might not be a good idea if all your listeners, before and after your program, is one unified voice up to God, pray for the forces of good and against the forces of evil.
I agree, but can we pray for America? Hold on one second. Can we pray for America that's aborted more than 50 million babies? You know, that's the larger question. Or does it, this country and this world and all this decadence and, you know, people buying, you know, $5 million buckets of maggots, literally, you know, from art displays, does that need to be protected as well? Or do we just pray for the good people? Steve Quayle, comments on that.
Well, I want to share this with you. The intercessors, and Alex, you have them that pray for you, and I have them that pray for me. I can tell you this, I specifically, in a time of prayer, heard from the Lord. He said, you cannot stop my judgment upon the country, Steve, but pray for those who have hearing ears and seeing eyes to see and to repent and come to me. Alex, I don't believe it. I believe that there is a time when God gives space to repent. And when that space is up and the time is up, people want. You nailed it, Alex. You can't ask God to bless evil and to keep wickedness going. You cannot. It's unfathomable. But most people have got to understand is they need to, first of all, get right with Jesus. Repentance is an individual thing, first and foremost. And then they go to their family level, and they work out. But you can't stop what's going to happen. And I get accused. You'll love this, Alex. I get accused of trying to stop all this. I've said, no, I'm just trying to buy time for as many people to come to the saving knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ, get right with God, and get their family out of harm's way. It's amazing that our critics must love death, because all we're trying to do, Alex, is save people's lives.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who also cop out.
Right.
And then there's a lot of fake Christians in these big $50 million churches with helicopter pads and swimming pools and shopping malls and thumb scanners to get into the church. They're all running around saying, oh, no, we're not supposed to fight evil. We're not supposed to warn anybody. Everything's great. George Bush is of the Lord. He'll save us. Sarah Palin will save us. You know, there's that delusional church lady with the diamonds all over. And, you know, they're not out warning anybody. They're not out fighting the abortion clinics. And the world sees those fake Christians. And then that is a bad testament against them. And, of course, none of that's by mistake.
No, and the deal is that Jesus said, and God says his name is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles through the people that supposedly believe in him. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that he's holy, he's faithful, he's righteous, he's just, and he's given us space to repent. Now, I want to say something about those churches, Alex. Those pastors, so many of those pastors, it will not surprise me that they will drop dead in their pulpits literally when the events come upon this earth that are coming. It will not surprise me when people go up to the pastor and scream, maybe even drag someone from behind the pulpit and say, why did you lie to us? See, the whole world is seduced, okay? The whole world is under this power of seduction, and it's the continual prompting and warning of the watchmen, like yourself, me, everybody who's doing it. I'm not saying we're the only two. I'm just saying we're doing it and others who are doing it. The bottom line is to make people think, look, how can you ask God? I go nuts. When I see God bless America, okay, I say to people, you should put, instead of God bless America, God grant America repentance. Because without repentance, there could be no turning to the Lord. Without any turning to the Lord, there could be no restoration. And I am so sick of the, and boy, now you got me going. I am so sick of how dare anybody claim to be a man of the cloth, maybe some cloth, but certainly not holy cloth, and have a $50 million church and still have homeless people, still have people that are absolutely languishing in the ghettos. I mean, look, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. And you're right. What the world sees of biblical Christianity by design, okay, or contemporary Christianity, is no way in any way related to biblical Christianity. So what they're doing, the Illuminati, is getting people to blame the Christians. You just made the analogy. Neuro-linguistic programming. George Bush is a Christian, so he claims. No, he isn't. He's no longer talking about Jesus. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father which is in heaven. The church ladies with the lipstick and the diamond rings and all that stuff, it's irrelevant. But what is relevant is that the world sees somebody who's starting war, who's doing all these things, and it's the perfect, perfect introduction of the destruction.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mick. Mick, anything else? I interrupted you there.
Yeah, on an earthy level, They've corrupted our government, obviously, with money. They've got something they hold over the head of all these corrupt congressmen, and I'm sure many congressmen don't even want to go along with this, but they feel like they have to, or they'll be toppled by the media and the forces of evil behind the media. What do you think of the idea if Congress could somehow engineer a short period of atonement? Where all congressmen...
Now, the problem is, you just said it, the leadership is totally bought and paid for, and they control what Congress does.
But if there was a period of atonement, like 30, 60, 90 days, where you could make Congress say to Congress, okay, whatever your sins are in the past, come up, confess them, you're forgiven, and then get to the forces behind them.
Yeah, but the corporate media wouldn't allow that. They're not going to stop the demonization. I appreciate your call. But I do agree, when some congressman's been doing good stuff and fighting the New World Order, there's not many of them, and you know, and then they take something and magnify it, make a crooked toenail a big deal, people should reject that.
Well, but they should, and look at, Alex, all of our efforts to you know, back and support Ron Paul and stuff, but the bottom line is, with all our efforts, still it was the mediification, that's the media and vilification combined, the mediification of Ron Paul. They absolutely made him persona non grata. And you know, still, in view of everybody who's panicked over the money, he's the only bloody guy running that understands a problem. Nobody understands a problem better than Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take another call. Thank you, Mick. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Dave in Colorado, you are on the air.
I said, thank you for taking a second.
Yeah, your phone's got a problem there. We're going to have to let you go in a moment. If you can't get that straightened out there, Dave. Anything else, Dave?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Dave. You're on air.
Okay. Do you know Eustace Mullins? Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I've interviewed Eustace Mullins. He wrote, I believe, Secrets of the Federal Reserve about 40, 50 years ago, and he's very elderly now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in an assisted living home, and he was kidnapped. And I heard Jack McLam talking about it the other night, and the witness had seen the person who took him out of the home was, they said he looked like a hillbilly that just walked out of the Ozarks.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, Alex.
Yeah, I'll have to call him. And it's also hard to talk to listeners when their radios are jacked up in the background. I don't mean to be mean, but I can barely understand what you're saying because you got the radio turned up, listeners. And once you're on the show with us, you can't really talk and listen to it. I know that he's been in and out of nursing homes and had health problems. Last time we interviewed him was about 2 years ago. And I know folks are having trouble getting in touch with him. I'll call Jack McClam. In fact, before I forget, will you go tell... Try to call Jack McClam with the bottom of it. But we need to get Jack McClam on anyways, all this police state stuff happening. So let's get Jack McClam on. That's a good reminder to have him on. But we'll try to look into that. Thank you for the heads up, Dave. Tim in Georgia, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Alex. If you looked at the text of the bill before Congress, I guess, the bailout bill.
Yes, I've scanned over it and seen the analysis of it, and it basically says they'll fund any foreign banks, loot whoever they want. It gives total anonymity and liability protection, a pardon to all the criminals that have done it, to Paulson.
Listen to this. This is Section 8, word for word. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's the text of it.
Yeah, they're they're giving themselves total liability protection to rob and steal and do whatever they want, and Congress is signing over its authority. That is a martial law declaration because the Treasury and with the Federal Reserve literally dominates the entire government, and they're just admitting that in the mainstream news. That has been reported. Bloomberg says the president is now a dictator under that. And Congress has not passed that yet. We need a story ourselves on Infowars.com or Prison Planet. I know Kurt did a good one today. We need one about this. I've got it here, but give folks the subsection again. Is that the House or the Senate version?
I don't know which. I have to scroll up and look.
Well, that'll matter because those will change. And there's been several different packages.
This is the one that was sent to Congress late yesterday.
Yeah, Sunday. It was written up in secret.
Yeah, and
do you have the bill number? Do you have the bill number?
Yeah,
I've got it in articles. I can dig it out, but if you've got it, it'd really help.
The bill number? No, it's not listed there. It just says legislative proposal for Treasury Authority to purchase mortgage related assets.
Yeah, okay. that would be the one they're wanting Congress to introduce. But you're going to find congressmen have introduced that. We need to find the copy of who's introduced it, and then what section is that? You read the section. You read it.
I think it's Section 8.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do that for me? Can you just look at it and tell me the section?
Yes, it's Section 8.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call. That's in the news that they're doing that, so that's all been announced. Steve, just right out in the open.
It's insane what you just announced. It's a dictatorial takeover of all the finances of the country, and there is no oversight. There is no accountability. This is absolutely the end. We should play the Doors, the end, at this point, because if people don't understand, this is a power play, and if you wanted to engineer a power play, you'd put a set of circumstances, would you not, Alex?
That's right. You issue the credit, you rope the people in, you tell them to do it, you make them think that it's their fault, you tie them in, then you give all these private banks absolute dictatorial control over the nation to steal, to do whatever they want in any way, and give them total liability protection from any criminal or civil prosecution. They've committed all these crimes. They've told you on the news nobody's going to be investigated because this is all engineered and by design. In fact, cue up. This is the end. We're going to skip this break as well for InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But for everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Great point. You know, that's in the news. And now such earth-shattering things are happening every day. I'm just like, oh, yeah, they have liability protection and no one can challenge them and Congress is signing over its authority. That's admitted to be in there. And the caller did the research and called in with a section. I mean, that's how used to corruption we've gotten to where we just now pretty much just accept it. Here we go with Steve Quayle.
Every week.
You know, Steve, that's a key point, is that we've just gotten to the point now where, you know, that's been in the news since last Saturday, then Sunday, that they're going to give themselves total liability protection from all their crimes, and then I don't even hardly mention it on air because I'm so punch drunk from the corruption where we just live with it so much in the know that now everything we've said is coming true, and we're not even tooting our own horns saying, look, we were right. We're just kind of like, you know, because it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to see it. Steve, your comments.
It's being implemented, Alex. I mean, this is the end of all financial freedom. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, now, under the same law or under the same bill or a previous bill, every single credit card purchase is going to be made available to the IRS. Every single eBay purchase is going to be made available to the IRS, both sales and purchases. Every single thing. This one of the secret weapons that Woodward was talking about, Alex, is they have the ability now with a specific thermal sensing program to tell your thermal image from my thermal image in, let's say, a stadium filled with 50,000 people. And that's one of the things that's already been inferred by the Woodward comment. And that was told to me by William Covey's former bodyguard, a guy that wrote the book The Secret Man, Frank Dukes, who they wrote.
No, I remember you years ago saying that they have thermal imaging biometrics where they can kill somebody out of a crowd, and now they have satellites that can tell your biometric shadow integrated with your walk, your gait in a crowd, so they can target you and kill you.
Absolutely. And see, the point, all that stuff is good, but everything that they have, it should be followed up with a statement that they can target you and kill you. So when people,
that's right. What can it be used for evil aims?
You got it. And there is no, and this is the thing that people have got to understand, there is no redemptive purpose in it. And they can say, well, it can find breast tumors. You know, no, they have that. They have that equipment already.
But we're not going to get that. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point is that all of this stuff is pointing to this: is that look, if you control an entire person's well-being. Look, it's like the food situation, Alex. The UN wants everybody to live on 1,200 calories a day. So what do they show throughout the world? They show fat Americans, obese Americans, and basically saying these people are borrowing all our money to sit and watch TV and get fat. That's it in a nutshell. So, again, every single view, every single perception, every single image that's shown to the world is in a worst-case scenario. It's like this. It's like the KGB, FSB, is now basically showing to the world their reason for taking out the United States. And it'll basically boil down to this. The United States flooded the world with worthless money. The United States consumed more than anybody else in the world.
And they've been setting that up and promoting in the media. Let's finish up with that right now. Here we go.
Absolutely.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
At least of this phase of the Ponzi scheme.
This is the end.
My only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end
of everything that's done.
safety.
No safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never
look into your eyes again.
Won't you picture what will be?
Can you picture what will be? So live madness and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand.
Steve Quayle's our guest, taking your phone calls. I Googled 2008 bailout, or bailout 2008. One of the top links, Dirty Secrets of the Bailout, 32 words that none dare utter. And this is from the Huffington Post, and rightfully so. It's gotten 5,000 digs. We'll get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm sure it'll be up at Steve Quayle's website as well, because it gives you the bill. I did link through. The bill is there. And it is decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable. Can't even review them. Forgive me, you know. And committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. And Congress is going to sign this blank check over, which they don't even have the authority to do. This is mass treason. It'd be one thing if they said, here's $1 trillion, but we're going to have oversight. But see, notice Bush says with PDD 51, they have no oversight. So it's all just criminal rogue government. And we will get this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com ASAP. Okay, but the headline is, Dirty Secret of the Bailout, 32 Words That None Dare Utter. Huffington Post by Jason Linkins. Good job, Jason. And by the way, that came out last night. Okay, Steve, finishing up on that.
I think it's obvious now. It's in our total face. And if anybody can put this into perspective, I'm told by people in that level of banking over the weekend, how heated the discussions have been, how absolutely threatened the international banking community is. And by the way, Alex, even certain factions of the Illuminati, the ones that were told it would work out different now are starting to get furious, I use that word. And so the thing is that...
Yeah, there's a lot of suckers in the mid-strata who've been believing the Kool-Aid.
Absolutely. But what people don't understand is simply this. It's now a question you've got to do. You've got to, as basically, prepare for the absolute worst, okay? And that's where we're at right now. They have to prepare for the absolute worst. And, again, they have to be practical. They have to be tactical. And we're at the point in time, Alex, where there's no room for dilly-dallying any longer. If people want to continue to listen to you, or me for entertainment, well, they'll listen to you. They won't listen to me because I won't be there, and I'm not going to be there. The point is that they have to realize that what we've warned them about food, about the nuclear biological chem necessity to prepare, all these things are critical. All these things are critical. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words because I know how to say it, but I don't want to say it with the words.
Well, no, it's also that you don't, it's hard to, we've intellectually known all this was being set up. But to see them do it and to keep seeing them do everything they say they do, we know now they're going to do the other things they said, which includes killing more than 80% of us, and that's on record. And I just feel sorry for all of you that served the system and laughed and giggled. And my detractors all still laugh and giggle and say the dollar's not devalued, the economy's not in trouble. You know, it's Steve, we'll do 5 more minutes. Back in 70 seconds, we're going into the final hour right now. Take a few final calls for Steve Quayle. Stay with us. Look, it's simple. The global tyrants had to destroy the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the Internet that they had dubbed the worldwide wiretap to control and regulate and track our every movement has been turned against them. Double-edged sword, cuts both ways. And they're going to lose if they continue to allow us to be above ground and to be operating against their enemy operation. Enemies of life, enemies of decency, enemies of honor. It's the forces of evil peopling every agency, every government, every society versus the forces of good. We also people every government, every agency, every society. And all of you have to shine now against this tyranny like never before. Steve Quayle says he is bugging out, getting out of things. And I know he's taken multi-year hiatuses or six-month hiatuses before, but he says this is it. He's really out of there and just done so much work, but his website will still stand as a testament to all the work and research and a lot of shocking stuff that just kept coming true over the years. Really amazing. And before he leaves us here in just a few minutes, I don't want to keep him too much longer. I got some other news we're going to be covering. We'll give out his website for you. But who do we gotten up to here in the calls? Because I got Mark, Steve, Philip, Maddie, Bill. It's Tim.
Mark's next.
Okay, Mark's next. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex and Steve. Thank you both for your great service to God and country through the years here. I want to ask you, Steve, you know, you have spoken and enlightened us all and to the Hadron Collider and what it's truly being used for and its largest purpose, which is to open up, I assume, a very large gateway to a dimension which will allow evil, the host of...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We don't know what it does, but they admit it can open up to other dimensions. And that's what they say. Then they laugh at the public and say, oh, there's no problem, while the makers of it admit that it can create black holes, strangelets, particles that will absorb the Earth over time, a cocktail of things. And they're going to be doing thousands of experiments, so there's a low probability each test. But with all the other experiments, with what they admit, that's when it becomes dangerous. But go ahead.
Yes, Alex. And Steve has said in other venues in recent times that actually there will be demonic entities, other entities of hell, which come through this Stargate or gateway or black hole, however one want to term it. And what I'm most curious about, and I think it would be very helpful knowledge to us all, is what Steve may know, what Steve may extrapolate, visualize, be inspired to actually realize up to this point in time how these creatures that are being let through here into our dimension, into our physical world, are going to appear personally.
Well, see, I don't want to... Listen, here's the deal. I don't do a lot of speculating here on the show. And the scientists, the physicists have said it could open other dimensions. They don't know what's in them. All sorts of things. And, you know, black holes, atomic reactions, things like that. And that's really, you know...
Right, Alex, what the caller's referring to, though, let me share this, and I won't speculate either. What he's referring to is information I passed up, given to me by people in the world of special operations that deal with this stuff. But let me just say this. Whatever it is, if they're worshiping the goddess of destruction, it's not going to be good for us, okay? And the thing is that I just want to commend my listener that he's obviously listened intently. Just for everybody that wants to know about this stuff, I can't wait to get a book published. I'm not pitching a book, but I put everything I know about.
Oh, I want you to pitch books. You got a lot of great books and materials.
Yeah, well, the one book I'm going to pitch, excuse me, it's at the printer. The cover design's being done right now is called Long Walkers, Longwalkers. That's a Special Operations Command name for the things that they deal with that are of giant stature. Long Walkers, The Return of the Nephilim. So to the caller and to others, I am, anxious. I'm like a dog with a new piece of a big meaty bone. I want to get that thing out because what I did incorporate it into a fictional novel, the actual stuff I know is integrated in the novel.
Okay, fire out the website and the phone number.
Yeah, it's stevequayle.com, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. Phone number is 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840.
All right, give that number out again.
406-586-4840.
All right, I'm going to say bye to Steve here for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the Internet. For everybody else, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Okay, Steve, well, that was an amazing interview, and your stuff on the...
Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. Phone number is 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840.
All right, give that number out again.
406-586-4840.
All right, I'm going to say bye to Steve here for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the Internet. For everybody else, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
If we're on air, I want people to know I will post anything I know on my website as long as the Internet stays up, and I've made, I've got an ability to broadcast on pirate radio to warn people. So, if you'll do this, Alex, if you will get someone, Trey or somebody, to send me an email of your personal email.
No, I know. It usually takes you a week to get a hold of me, and I apologize. Yeah. You've got my cell phone. I've just gotten where I don't use it anymore because it fries my brain.
Yeah, no. Just, you know, can...
Yeah, that's one, but it gets filled up with stuff, too. I've got a few. The best thing to do is to CC Aaron at InfoWars.com, because I read that, and so does Aaron. There's just so much spam.
Right, I understand. Is it Aaron with two A's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll do that, because, again, what I want, ladies and gentlemen, I want all of you to keep Alex in prayer, intercessors to keep in prayer. He's on the front line. And, ladies and gentlemen, again, do put into effect all the recommendations that you've heard on Alex's show through all the guests, because we're there. It's no longer warning, Alex. It's implementation.
I hear you. Steve Quayle, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Steve Quayle. And, you know, Steve gets into the economy. He gets into bioweapons. He gets into so much that's documented and provable, and the fact that the Hadron Collider can go into other dimensions. That's been reported. We don't know what's in those dimensions. You know, he gets into a lot of really sexy stuff, as they call it. I tend to stick to what I, you know, some of the things that I can prove a little bit more inside the box. But, you know, we bring guests on like Steve because he's a really good guy and he believes what he's saying. And a lot of what he's talked about, unfortunately, has come true over the years. And that's basically where I will leave that. But it's up to you to research it all for yourself. Also, I believe Steve believes what he's saying. But as Bill Cooper said, he was brought into Army intelligence, and they told him UFOs were real, and it was all government operations, and they were in league with them. And then later he thought they'd given him disinfo to then go out and tell others about it. So we know that's also part of the disinformation system of the New World Order, is to go out and put this information out. So that's why I stick to what we can prove. Particle beams, a lot of this stuff we know is there. We talked about the infrared, knowing somebody's heat signature in a crowd to be able to kill them, their shadow from satellites, then have a Global Hawk launch a missile at them. That's all real and true. Here we go back into the main show. All right, very interesting discussion with Steve Quayle. About 95% of that can be documented. The other 5% is pretty wild. God knows what's true. But we'll continue to cover it all and bring you all the interesting people that are thought-provoking here. What I do know is that a listener is absolutely right. I'd seen all the blurbs and the articles and read that there was amnesty for all the crooks and a pardon for them, and that it gave dictatorial power to the Treasury and to the president and, quote, got rid of checks and balances. And I'd seen earlier bailout bills they'd brought forward, but I hadn't seen this. I've now been on the bill. It says decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of the act are non-reversible, non-renewable, reviewable. See, that word's so evil, I can't even pronounce it right. Decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable. No one can look at it even, or, I mean, that's it, you know, can't even talk about it. And committed to agency direction. And may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's this part right here. And then you can go down here and click through and read deeper into it. You can also read McClatchy newspaper saying the same thing about it. You can read the Wall Street Journal talking about it, the New York Times talking about it. You can go to the bill itself right here. And... there is just so much in this. It's just amazing. We need to get our own stories up on the site that integrate in, that they're bringing in the military. We haven't even done a story yet about how last week the Army Times reported, hey, full brigades of the Army are going to patrol America for riots and civil insurrection. I mean, what are regular Army? We always told you this. We always told you NORTHCOM would be the instrument, but now it's happening. You know, I don't know about... particle beams and stargates or antimatter bombs, though the military admits they've been working on those. All I know is this stuff's real and this is happening. And this is no longer in the realm of you know, speculation or fiction here. This is the balloon going up and this is hardcore serious. I'm going to take a few final calls and I've got some clips I'm going to play from a Donahue program back in 94. Yesterday I played the first couple segments. Well, I'm going to preface those when we go to them here in a minute. But right now, let's go ahead and take a few more calls. Who's up next, John?
Steve in Utah.
Yeah, Steve in Utah. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been talking and trying to get this information out there. When I talk about the economy, I'm told that, we almost lost everything, and it's a good thing that the government's bailing out these banks. It's helping us. And then also, this is just a cycle.
And the combat brigades are coming to save us.
Yeah, well, just with the economy, the bailout, buying the banks, this is a cycle. This is a good thing. And
It's a good thing. I've been hearing that. It's good.
Yeah,
not only did they say it would never happen and it was all conspiracy theories, but now it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's saving us. And that was saying with your guests this afternoon, we've been pretty much taught that, wrong is right, and it's pretty much the norm. You know, it's illegal to smoke marijuana, but it's not illegal to abort babies.
That's right.
It's confusing.
Oh, no, abortion is a precious right, and getting sterilized is sexy and cool, like the news is reporting. I'm going to cover that before the show ends. I hear you. It's good to talk to you. Steve, Philip in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You have to excuse me, I got this allergy.
That's all right, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard the woman call in earlier, and she was talking about she moved from where she was to somewhere else, and I heard the same thing. It was some years ago. I kept hearing The Gathering in my mind for 2 weeks. Like a song you couldn't get rid of. And I turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard was David J. Smith said The Gathering. So it is true. And so I moved from where I was to Texas.
I know. Pastor David J. Smith says that back in the 80s, early 80s, he was a pastor in Arkansas, and God told him, move to Texas, move to Waxahachie, and start a magazine and a radio show and expose the coming New World Order. And he did it.
Yeah.
That's like 25 years ago.
I know to a lot of people it sounds crazy, but I heard it, and that's all I can tell you.
Well, and look what popped up in Austin, Texas, right in the middle of Texas, and all the stuff that's been generated out of here. Something to it, I guess.
And
I didn't have to go to any gathering, though. I'm from Texas, so.
Yeah, and the way I understand it, he's got certain spots he set aside for his people, and he's preparing his people. And a lot of people that believe that they're going to be taken up before all the trial and tribulation, that's a bunch of bull.
It's nowhere in there. It says the Antichrist wages war on the saints. It describes it all. The other Christians believe the Antichrist is Jesus. But the churches are saying, no, Jesus is about to arrive. And well, the first one, is Beelzebub. I mean, again, this isn't even a religious show, but we have guests on that, cover that, because the elites also believe in it. They just believe in the bad guy.
I don't want you to think that I think I'm such a great, what. But when I was little and I was in church, this minister was telling about the, people being taken up. And God said in my heart, don't believe him. That's not true.
Yeah.
And so I've known ever since I was little. And then I've learned since then that it has to happen.
Me too. I remember the preacher saying that and voice telling me it was a lie.
Yeah,
I remember knowing that was a lie. I remember knowing the preacher was a low-down little money grubber. Listen, I appreciate your call. I got to go here. I'm going to try to get to Maddie and Bill and Scott after I play some of these clips. Now, I played part one and two yesterday. We've got the YouTube video of this posted up on Infowars.com. In fact, let me just go here and pull up the video page itself so I can give you the headline. For people out there that are watching right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you want to... I can't find it. I had them. I had the clips. Well, it doesn't matter. Pardon me? Well, I know there's clips. I need the headline of the article John, what's the headline on the article that has the YouTube clips posted?
American Militia Media Spin.
America Militia Media Spin, Infowars.com, and you will get it. Now, the thing about this video is, and there's a whole bunch of other ones similar, they were demonizing the militia and the media before they were going to bomb Oklahoma City and blame it on the militia. The militia was made up of former military people, intelligence, who were told the military is getting ready for gun confiscations, we're training for gun confiscations, the troops are being given questionnaires for gun confiscations, they're going to bankrupt the economy, and they got documents, and we got documents. You know, I came on the scene right after this in 94, and a lot of other people woke up because they were getting the core documents, and they were learning about the secret FEMA camps that are now in the mainstream news. And they were talking about all this and discussing all of this. And so they came out and tried to warn people. And the first two parts we played yesterday, Donahue's laughing at him, saying, you're cavemen that live in the woods. You got secret guns. You're gun nuts. You're crazy. And they just walk through the gun confiscations going on in the inner cities. They walk through the police state. They say what's going to come in the decades to come. They lay it all out beautifully. So we're going to go ahead and play 3 minutes of that now. Come back after break and play several parts of this. This is part 3, 4, and 5. Here we go with that audio.
You better be living right between in your family.
You better love all God's children, regardless of color.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the liberty, the description on the Liberty Bell means nothing.
Yeah.
Also, listen. Also, I said, irrespective of the guns, throw the guns away, throw the uniforms away, throw the rank away. You're the army of the Lord, because, you know, I've seen biblical things happen among these people.
Really?
Yes, in a chance of fellowship.
Really?
Unity, order.
They come to the Lord, do they?
They sure do.
Do I want to tell you something? Here's a bulletin for you. They are not throwing their guns away, and you can quote me. But you can challenge the observation if you want. Audience wants in when we come back in just a moment.
Sir, I just briefly like to know, like, what do you do for jobs? Do you have,
you
like, normal
work?
Jobs? You work?
Yes, I do.
You're all employed.
I'm utility worker.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And legally and...
That was a rotten thing to say.
We're not
TV commentators.
I would have hoped you would see it as an attempt by the host to clarify your nebulous answers. All right, your grievance is on the record, yes.
Well, you're telling us we should be afraid of our government. Why shouldn't we be afraid of you and your dictating Christian rules?
No dictation of Christian rules.
What you should be afraid of is comments like Senator Sam Nunn said on June 1st, 1994 in the New York Times, when he said, I think the American people would welcome a Russian military force for peacekeeping purposes. That's what you should be afraid of. Those are the questions you should ask.
You're afraid of the Ruskies? You're still afraid of Russia?
Why do we need Russian peacekeeping forces in the United States?
That's what I think we ought to ask. You're an old cold warrior. It's over. If something bad certainly could happen to us.
Why does Sam Nunn want to bring him here? Ask him.
One of you said that you're going to make a better world for us. I don't want to live in that world that you're making.
Yeah. My friend, you don't know the world. So you're just hearing what you hear today. You don't know us.
What world are we making?
You don't know what we believe.
All we are is public servants. We train every weekend. You know what we train for? We train in first aid. We train in compass work. We train in search and rescue. We're there if in case of a natural disaster that we can come out and serve and effectively help people. If a child is lost in the woods, that we can have 500 men out there in the woods helping to find that lost child and serve that sheriff. We're public servants.
As a citizen of America, each one of you have the same responsibility. Yeah. Nonetheless, it was the Trockman family was the first
one
there.
I am
long
not...
before any other people were out for the forest fire.
Yes.
Just because of people like you are, we have to bring the Russians because we have to keep peace here. And how we can keep peace here if we have people like you are. What do we show our children? We have to show our children how to keep peace without weapons. It's about time. What are you doing? You're just damaging the next generation. nation, and you are damaging the life of your children.
Yes.
In the first place.
If you joined us late, I might be able to help you here.
I want to respond.
Yeah, go ahead.
She said that it's okay to bring Russian troops here, and they're applauding. You're applauding that troops are being brought here and equipment that's carrying deadly nerve gas here. We have documented evidence of this being brought here. We get confirmation from military sources on this subject, and you're clapping? Sometimes I wonder, because I was asked this question among the thousands of phone calls my house gets on the militia. I've been asked this question. Do you think this country is ready for it? Do you think this country deserves freedom? Okay, maybe I'm saying from this applause, I don't mean to alienate the audience. If we don't get our heads out of the sand and wake up, we're going to get whatever we deserve, people.
Yeah. Why are your children playing with guns? Where are they getting the guns, lady?
Where do the guns come from?
What is your point? Make the point. You keep asking questions.
The point is this. This is a local sheriff. You're laughing at this? This is a local sheriff.
Yeah.
That's his vehicle. That's an armored vehicle, folks. It says sheriff on it in Washington State. In every major U.S. city and the small ones, like Bay City, Michigan, right, the police officers are getting hand grenades, hand grenade launchers, and CS gas like they used to kill the people in Waco.
Yes.
If you find humor in that, talk to me later on, because you're looking at a different radio program.
Let's review here for a second. Very recently, in our last election, we threw a lot of what we called the bums who were spending our money out of government. We hate government. We are ready for these guys. We think government is too big. We think taxes are confiscatory. We think the government is knocking down too many doors without the appropriate papers to do so. We also think there are a lot of people standing up and applauding the government when they do this. Say what you want about these guys. They respect the Bill of Rights. They don't think anybody from the federal government should be knocking anybody's door down. Certainly not without judicial approval. And so they're taking it one step further. They're not only voting to throw the guys out, they're waiting for anarchy. And when it comes, they say they're going to be ready and you're not. And whenever they get into mainstream media and a report is given in the paper about where they're meeting or where they're training, you draw a big crowd, don't you? Lots of folks come? Not 10 million. Come on, you pull that out of your hat.
Whatever you think.
I'll make you a watch if you have 10 million people in your
Good, I'll keep your address and I'll tell you my size.
You don't.
Let me tell you.
Here's what, 150,000 people. That's max.
Let me point this out. Now, we work, there's three or four of us that work on a full-time basis in just keeping together the associations. Single radio programs, for example, in Phoenix, Arizona, generates 200 phone calls of persons that want to develop their own individual groups of militia. At this point in time, we have no idea. The best estimate is anywhere from 8.5 to 10 million, believe it or not.
Just one question before I break. It's a yes and no question. Do you stock armament?
Absolutely, we stock whatever is necessary to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Constitution,
semi-automatic weapons and all the, you know, the bum 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 bum.
Are you talking automatic or semi, or do you know what the difference is?
Well, what if I don't?
Then you're in trouble because I.
We're going to have to understand guns. Do you stockpile hand grenades?
Absolutely not. And that's
no, you don't like hand grenades.
That's foolishness.
But you do have
AK-47.
You do have AK-47.
That's illegal, Phil. You have to learn what's legal and illegal so that you don't get in trouble.
We have two people who are involved in watching out for human rights, monitoring the activity of what many call extreme right-wing groups. Gentlemen, maybe you're flattered by that definition.
Absolutely not. It's totally wrong.
And we'll talk with them and give them a chance to ask their own questions of these folks when we come back in just a moment. This is Waco. Here is, incidentally, who's responsible for this? And, is this the way you want your official response to express itself here?
There you go, folks.
And what we've done here with this kind of action, which incidentally...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history.
And yes, folks, we know we're on air. We just do our behind-the-scenes on air now. That's how we do it. All right. Going back to John. John, I'll come in. We'll play the last minute or so of that, then I'll comment on it, then we'll play the next 10-minute piece, okay?
You got it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Here is, incidentally, who's responsible for this? And, is this the way you want your official response to express itself here?
There you go, folks.
And what we've done here with this kind of action, which incidentally, I don't know what post-analysis has developed and whether anybody's taken any responsibility, but that action makes men here who are part of militias feel that they're doing the right thing. Not to be confused
with... President and also Reno, our attorney general, took responsibility for it, and it should rest right on their shoulders. They need to watch that tape a few times, too.
Tom Halpern is associate director of the fact-finding department at the Anti-Defamation League in New York City. And you're here with Dennis Hennigan, who is director of the Legal Action Project of the City of the Center to Prevent Handgun Violence in D.C. Is it the Brady Bill? Another the crime bill had an anti-automatic weapons provision.
That's right.
I understand that?
A ban on assault weapons.
Ban on assault weapons. Mm-hmm. You feel this is just two of stories that excited interest in this kind. Why don't you just give them a chance? Right. Thank you.
I think that the enactment of these federal gun control laws were the flashpoints for this militia movement.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, these people believe that they have a right to resist by force of arms gun control laws that were enacted by a Democratic government. And that's very disturbing.
Yeah, but they would argue, I mean, probably more eloquently than I, if Koresh had been maybe readier and been able to defend, maybe he wouldn't have all those dead babies today.
Well,
so, what's the difference between self-defense and authorized invasion of a person's home? I think that's what we're down to trying to define here.
Well, keep in mind, Phil, that Koresh's people were in illegal conduct. They were illegally converting semi-automatic weapons.
Okay, hit pause there. Well, we're going to go to the number four clip, right, John? That clip's over, correct, John?
That's correct.
Okay, we're playing it from the studio up in Minnesota because it has better audio quality there. And then we're also, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, playing the video from our end in Texas for people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, remember, Henry Paulson's come out now, and they're about to pass a bill saying total anonymity, total liability protection, no one can ever even investigate it, trillions being stolen, that's the bailout, and then it's unlimited. Just Congress signing over all authority. Of course, the president declares they have none anyways. So, Army brigades being called into the U.S. saying that it's to engage the American people. Wall-to-wall corruption, Bill of Rights in tatters, warrantless gun confiscation going on everywhere. A couple months ago, the governor of Illinois announces they're going to use the army to confiscate guns. Gun confiscation in South Texas, gun confiscation in New Orleans, gun confiscation going on. Everything these guys talked about 14 years ago, now happening. And just a completely lawless criminal government. And then we've got the saps from the ADL and others. Now it's come out in government declassified documents and FBI files that what we told you over a decade ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the white supremacist compound. They had the two head people there under their funding. Not just there, they were running the thing with connections to the bombing of Oklahoma City. So these people are sick, very, very sick. Let's go ahead. And by the way, that's been in the mainstream newspapers now. You're not going to stop us. The people know what you've done. And now, in hindsight, now, the first 10 minutes of the interview, the first 20 minutes, Donahue is attacking them. He's a well-meaning, bleeding-heart liberal. Then he hears what they say and kind of wakes up halfway in and starts being a little bit nicer. You notice, because they're so eloquent and he's listening. He's realizing that he's getting his butt kicked here. Let's go ahead and go back to the next clip. Here it is.
Those federal officers were enforcing a gun control law that is very important to public safety.
Yes, but there's nothing redeeming about the strategy that we use to explore or
to enforce the laws that were allegedly being violated by this movement. I mean, certainly, in the cold light of day, after this fact, this was a very, very bad decision on the part of the government.
Well, you have to remember, of course, there were two raids in Waco. In the first one, several federal law enforcement officers were shot and killed.
Yes, they were.
Now, that's not to excuse what happened in the fiery inferno afterwards, and that was a real
My guess
tragedy.
Is, though, that...
I just want to say it's that kind of an event that I think the militia groups are exploiting as a means of trying to advance their agenda. I mean, it's a tragedy.
And the agenda is?
Well, the agenda is, and it's in the literature that we've seen at the ADL, to thwart gun control laws. And it claims, now it gets into these issues of privacy, but then I begin hearing all this.
All right, hit pause. To thwart gun control laws, that's our right to lobby and try to change government. Also, it's in the Declaration of Independence that it's a right and a duty to throw off government that tries to take your liberties. I mean, it's so clear who the anti-Americans are in the situation. Let's go ahead and go back to it.
And it claims, now it gets into these issues of privacy, but then I begin hearing all this sort of stuff about the New World Order and a one-world socialist government, I think the American people kind of know how to judge that.
I assume...
Hit pause again. He thinks the American people know how to judge that. Presidents, prime ministers call for it. There have been like two prime ministers and four or five presidents last month call for it. Sorry, trying to eat here during the break. Just inhaled a piece of spinach. I had during the night. I started talking. I was like eating, and I went, hold on, I'm back live. I want to comment on that. I'm just going to play it. There's just so much bull here. Somebody ought to watch the whole 50 minutes of this garbage and then write an analysis of it. There's no North American Union, no New World Order. Foreign corporations aren't, with our tax money that's given to them in bailouts, buying up all our infrastructure. Just back to it.
Full flak jacket and all, helmets and full regalia.
I'm sorry, hit pause again. Cops in black ski masks, armored vehicles, helicopters, all of this stuff's good, and these cowardly socialists feel safe. But then they got that piece of spinach back there. They feel safe seeing that. Oh, it's real radio and TV, so what? Oh, God almighty. Oh, I feel better now. It's still back there, though. You know how it is. Little bee piece. There's the culprit right there. Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. Whatever. The government's good. The militia's evil. Let's just agree with the government. I'm being sarcastic. By the way, I was just made abreast of the situation about 2 weeks ago, and now it's really reached fever pitch. Like all stalkers do, we have to end up going after them legally, usually. Somebody's created 30, 40, 50 accounts. It's an army of people, as much work as they're doing. It's got to be at least 10 people. And they clone things. Like one of our listeners has the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. He creates something that looks like the Alex Jones channel. It's only slightly different in the name. And it says, I'm Alex Jones, and I've got to watch what I say, because then they'll edit it. But they say things like, I'm Alex Jones, and then they say, I want to, K-I-L-L, that's what they say, Bill O'Reilly. And then they also take things I say on the show, and they edit them all together to where it sounds like that. And it's the same kind of black ops we saw with Malkin's people who were with her, screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, and then having that put out on national news. So they're definitely taking the gloves off. And they've got me, there's all these channels with video edited, me saying, I hate America, stuff like that, edited together. Because they can take hundreds of hours of radio and edit them together. And it's just a full court press. It's people claiming they're patriots, people who say they aren't patriots. It's people who admittedly are military. It's government. But it's not working, guys. I mean, no one believes anything you say anymore. And people are going to find out. Those aren't my YouTube channels. They're going to find out that you've edited that video of me, and they're going to find out what you're doing. And I'm only one person. You can even probably destroy me down the road with
physical means in other ways, but you can't destroy the message. The ideas are bulletproof, and they go on. So listeners, understand, this is life and death. This is really serious. The enemy's doing everything they can to stop us, and I need all of you out there to intensify your efforts with YouTube and LiveLeak and Daily Motion. You know, don't just post my videos or the audio on YouTube and Google. Do it everywhere. Intensify. I mean, they really don't like what we're doing. It's hurting them badly. I mean, here's one right here. So they, well, they will edit it. They monitor it. It's definitely government or a large corporation. And it says right here, first psychopath to kill Bill O'Reilly will get 1 million donation from InfoWars.com. This is not a joke or parody. This is a serious call to execute someone for money. It is not terrorism. I am Alex Jones, a patriot. See, how this works is, again, I was reading what the person claiming to be me is saying. They will no doubt edit that and put it out. And this is generally what's done to someone before they're killed or set up, because there's all sorts of other dirty tricks I don't have time to go into. And I should take threats to myself more seriously. I'm kind of calmly sitting around joking and laughing about it because it lets me know I'm really hurting. And again, you see all these patriot groups who've been active, operating for a while, and they activate and suddenly start attacking me. You know, they tried to build their street cred before they did that. And I am the big kahuna in this movement, and they really are coming after me, which lets me know we're hurting them. And I just put everything in God's hands, and it's going to be all right. But they have created websites, alexjones.blogspot.com, and I need you, the listeners, to contact them and let them know that they're going to end up getting sued over this, because this is not a parody. They say it's not a parody on here, so they're holding it out as if it's real. Blogspot needs to know that needs to be removed. Any other fake accounts holding themselves out as me need to be removed. YouTube needs to remove the Alex, the full channel is a close copy to what the real Alex Jones channel, that's also just a listener, is saying and doing. And it's just unbelievable. On this channel, they're putting all the I'm a Catholic agent stuff, when I'm not even Catholic, but I'm not bashing Catholics either. They're putting all of the 9/11 truth's dead stuff. It's just standard government operation. And there's now hundreds of these accounts. They're just all over the web. I mean, this is a huge operation. And we need to get screenshots of this, because the enemy is going to try to blip in and blip out. They've also been doing that, changing it every time YouTube looks at it. And so they're claiming that I am calling for the murder of people on here, which, of course, I'm not. And they're also editing together things I've said in the past to make it sound like I'm saying that. And they're really coming after me right now. So they claim I'm holding out murder for hire in this clip. And then what they do is they then file similar complaints trying to get the legitimate channels that promote what I'm saying and doing. They then flag those, and they've gotten a bunch of accounts deleted. So, because the YouTube people aren't really paying attention, or they admit they're following Lieberman's staff. Maybe they know. Who knows? Maybe it's them. I don't know at this point, because they're going along with it. The people will create accounts that sound like other people's accounts. They will then go and say, kill everyone or murder these people, and then say that I said it or others said it, and put it in my name, and then they will have the accounts deleted. So that's the main reason for all of this. Now, this person needs to know that the FBI will probably give them a visit. And I'm not joking about that. I'm a high enough profile person. Other folks, what you don't understand is when you go out and you say, I want murder for hire, just because you try to blame it on me doesn't mean that then the government doesn't still consider that a solicitation for murder for hire. Because now some cases they don't know anything about it because it is government or it's contractors or it's a group of mentally ill people. We don't know. We'll find out if this is government. If this continues, this is government or someone who is protected by government. But again, people are holding out all over the web that I am soliciting murder for hire. And they are also putting out a bunch of anti-Semitic stuff and claiming that I put it out. This looks like an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center operation. just the people we were just talking about just now, the Southern Poverty Law Center that ran the two top people that founded the Elohim City Nazi compound that was then involved in the bombing of Oklahoma City, now come out in the major newspapers and in FBI documents. So they don't play games. And if anybody bombs a federal building, it's not me or any of my listeners. I mean, this is false flag. They've already had people dressed up wearing a mask of Alex Jones with big signs saying, I bombed the, you know, they got a mask on, saying, I'm Alex Jones, I bombed the military recruiting center. And, you know, doing that in front of news cameras. And it's just all sorts of operations to say 9/11 Truth's doing this. You know, we're the ones that expose that you guys run false flags. So it is getting really, really bad. But I want everybody to know, this is the kind of stuff gets me up out of bed in the morning. A lot of people get intimidated, get death threats on their children and their wife, and it makes them wet themselves and go cry in the corner. My ancestors weren't like that. You can call it nature, nurture, whatever, but my ancestors were always the tip of the spear on both sides of my family in pioneers of this country, love them or hate them. And we like to fight. We like adversity, and we like going up against scum. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I actually wouldn't have the energy. And it's wrong. I'm trying not to tap into the energy that I get from people attacking me because it gives me energy. It gives me power to resist. But I want to do it from a position of love and a position of calm focus, which I did the first few hours of the show today because I'm more effective that way. But I feels better, and it's more aggressive to just go ahead and focus on people attacking me, and then I can work 18 hours a day. But I can work 14 or 15 with love, and it's better product, better info. So, but I mean, this does not intimidate me. And I try not to get distracted or diverted by the attacks. But in a way, we need to let folks know this firebase is taking heavy hits. A lot of attacks right now, but we can, you like jujitsu or judo, they're coming at us. We can step out of the way and let them go crashing through the wall. And so if you recognize we're under attack, take our info, boost it, get it out to people, explain to people that we really are under attack. You know, you'll know them by their fruits. Look at all the people we've woken up through you, the listeners. Look at what we've done. Look at the success we've had. And then look at just the unprecedented attacks that we are under. I mean, it is just absolutely, I mean, if I tried to, I mean, there are, I've probably seen more than 50 accounts, and I'm not even looking for them, and people all over ABC and Houston Chronicle and every other website saying, I'm Alex Jones, I hate N-words, and, you know, I'm Alex Jones, or stuff that looks like it's serious, or, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And this is criminal, to go say, I'm Alex Jones, I'm a reporter, and I want, you know, you to go out, and I want you to kill people, and I'm going to pay you money. But see, in reality, Michael Reagan does that and says, kill these 9/11 truthers, kill Mark Dice, I'll pay for it. He doesn't get in trouble. Then they hold it out and say, I said kill Michelle Malkin, which is proven I didn't, and then now they're creating fake accounts. Look, guys in the military that are doing this, your mama's going to lose her pension fund. So are you. I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars listeners. I'm really trying to help you, even if you don't know that. Here we go. You get these young guys who've been in Iraq, and, you know, they're sergeants by now, a lot of them. They've taken millions of dollars in payoffs. That's admitted. Billions are flown in every week given to the troops as payoffs to commit crimes. They pay off the local governments. They paid off local governments here in the U.S., not just Iraq. And they come back, and they do this in their little CENTCOM areas. And they're really trying to flood the web right now. Lieberman's saying shut the web down. Europe's voting to try to shut large sectors of it down in the next few days. They're attacking it from hundreds of angles. And in Europe, they're trying to pass something about how you got to have an ID or your name, who you are on the web. And see, that sounds great, but that's all going to be selectively enforced. And they use examples of like this terrorism that's going on against legislators and others with people on the web posing as them, just like they're posing as me and other prominent people. To go after them. But you always notice who it is. It's patriots, anti-New World Order. It's liberals who are against the war. It's real conservatives who are against open borders. You know, 100 fake sites will be put up that look real where, you know, it'll have a congressman who's against open borders for sovereignty issues and security issues saying, you know, things like, you know, you know, I'm Congressman such and such, and I hate black people, and I hate, you know, and they'll use racist terms for Mexicans or Latinos. It's just every dirty trick in the book. They are just pulling out all the stops for whatever's coming here in the next few months, next year. And just God help us. I keep telling you the last 6 months, man, don't you feel it? Don't you feel the big financial collapse coming? Don't you feel war coming? And just God help us. They are really trying to create just a fog of war, a fog of disinfo, and intimidate people to go, well, I don't want to go create a website. I don't want to go on the web and do stuff. You know, they'll create fake accounts of me. If you don't, they're going to win. We need more people to show their faces, more people to come online. We need more people to speak out and say no. And we need all you info warriors who've spent an hour or two fighting the info war online. We need you to spend 4 or 5 hours a day. Quit watching your favorite sitcom. Don't go get drunk with your buddies, or don't go fishing this weekend. We need you to fight the info war. Also, physically call on the talk radio, do an access show. Now is the time to shine. Now is the time to get the word out. Tomorrow, I'll air the last 15 minutes of that Donahue piece and analyze it. I was going to air that, but during the break, I've been looking at all these. Yeah, there's going to have to be an investigation of this, and they will just... it's just incredible what they're doing here. It's just, and it's like people on here going, Alex Jones, you're a terrorist. I've reported you to YouTube, FBI, Homeland Security, Secret Service, CIA. They're going to get you. And it just goes on. You got idiots in there agreeing. I agree with Alex. Let's get O'Reilly. And then it'll be in the news. Alex Jones says it, and the news will show up, and I'll say, I didn't say it. And they'll go, isn't this you? But see, they know it isn't me, but they know the public's dumbed down and not really paying attention. Here we go. But he can play the guitar just like he's ringing a bell. Let's it go. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good. You know, it's actually a great blessing. It is. It's a blessing to have hundreds of fake websites being created where they're falsely claiming that I'm calling for the murder of media figures and other people. And the death threats are a blessing. It is all a blessing because it means that I'm doing my job. It means we're warning people about the deadly vaccines. We're warning them about the mercury. We're warning them about the poisons in the water, the fluoride, other things. And governments are saying people aren't taking shots anymore. We've got to ban the freedom on the internet. You know, they're actually saying 9/11 truth taking over. We've got to ban them. Now, that's what they say in the halls of Congress and Parliament and Europe and with big UN meetings they had this week. It's all official. But then they go on the internet and tell us, your 9/11 truth's dead. And suddenly from hundreds of different areas, it's, you know, from the establishment, from the Patriot movement. 9/11's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. Oh, you lost it. I tell you, nobody cares. Nobody's believing you. Forget all these government officials and Hollywood people and music stars and scientists and physicists going public and people waking up to false flag terror and mainstream news reporting on Channing Wang staged terror attacks. None of that matters. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. And they are just going absolutely hog wild right now. You know what's going to happen? People that have discernment are going to find out that this is not Alex Jones on the web. And then they're going to notice that people are claiming I'm anti-Semitic or I'm a Catholic secret agent or all these lies. They're going to see all that disinfo with this where they have, you know, my face up there with the caption up there, you know, to go after Bill O'Reilly, to kill him. That's what they're saying, I'm saying. In my name, with a clone of a popular Alex Jones channel that gets millions of views a month that isn't even mine. Somebody just set it up. The person offered it to us, and I just like, I don't have the personnel to control that or run that. Now I've got to worry that talk show hosts and people that I know behind the scenes have attacked me will try to go over to that channel and get on it. But I just don't have time to mess with this stuff. Maybe we should ask that person to give us that channel. The point is that this over here is a clone of that. But there's hundreds of these. I mean, I've seen more than 50. And people are telling me they're just everywhere, saying this. But see, even those that get gulled into this are later going to find out it's a lie, maybe a month, maybe a year, and then feel foolish, and now they will have the palate or the acumen or the discernment in the future, and they'll say, my God, this guy's the real deal. Because, you know, people creating mass detailed, you know, 50-something plus fake websites that took a lot of time and energy apiece, that's not one person. That's not 10 people. And, I mean, this is every day. This is concerted attack that this radio show is under. And I become a maniac sometimes because of the pressure of it all, but I just trust in God to refill me with energy every single day. That's what it's all about. And the good thing about this is I'm fully committed. 110%. I'm not turning around. I'm not going back. I'm not ever quitting. And so you don't quit either. Spread the word like you never have before. And we can expose how they're imploding the economy, how they're setting up martial law, how major army brigades, according to mainstream news, are going to be occupying the U.S. They're making their move right now, folks. And they're going after who they see as ahead of the movement. Okay, and I've never really wanted to be that, but by fiat, I am. Regardless, retransmission starts now at one place, Infowars.com. I had Steve Quayle on, Ralph Nader for 30 minutes in the first hour coming up right now. Key analysis at Infowars.com right now. God bless you all. See you tomorrow for everybody else.